Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Global deaths directly attributable to the vaccine, 20 million.
We have conservatively 20 million people they just murdered.
2 billion serious adverse reactions of the type I described.
And Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Tedros, they're all still walking around. We've already had a bunch of their top people defect over and say, hey, I'm not with them, because they understand how many scientists and researchers have gone public and that they're not going to hide this. And they knew the bigger agenda. They were supposed to keep us in the lockdown and control forever and release more viruses. It didn't go the way they wanted. Their plan failed. It backfired.
It will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.
And their new plan to do new lockdowns backfired because we learned about it. This audience got the word out. But the point is, you just can't let this criminal group run around and reconstitute itself and do it again. I'm not saying go out and kill the head of Pfizer, but I'm saying politically, culturally, nonviolently assassinate his name, assassinate his stock, assassinate everyone that served him politically, nonviolently, with a assassination of his identity, because he is a bad person.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken it.
They knew they were lying. They knew it erased the immune system. They knew it was depopulation. And they were going to then blame it on future viruses, the mass death the shot caused, and keep the fear going, give you even more shots as more people get sick and die. But we defeated their plan together.
You actually made a comment that no one was forced to have the vaccination. You must have been fully aware that people, nurses, doctors, people to have their jobs, to keep their jobs, were forced to have the vaccination. Now, do you retract your statement that they were not forced?
Senator, no, I believe firmly that nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
If an employer allows an unvaccinated staff member on site, they can be fined more than $21,000, and the business will be hit with almost a $110,000 fine. Workers who falsely claim they've had the jab will wear a $10,000 fine.
If you think you can not have a vaccine just because you don't want to have a vaccine.
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
What a hide you have. What a ridiculous position is that?
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
And all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed, so they understand we won't tolerate this behavior in the future, because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves, and we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory.
This time, I think people will pay attention.
We just accept they killed 20 million people, including some of my family, some of yours, and it's just cute, and we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power?
There'll be another pandemic. We know that.
Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years, might take 10, and we don't buy anything they say, and we build our own communities. And then we start indicting them, and they start singing like canaries once we control the Justice Departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison. And then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television, and we put a rope around their neck, and we pull the lever, and we break their neck in front of billions of people. And we say, that's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. In their own documents, like the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, they say, when it comes out in 3 years, we killed a bunch of people, we'll say it's a mistake and have the heads of the companies resign, and some of the politicians will get in trouble. They even war game that.
We made mistakes before the epidemic and not investing more. And then during the epidemic, we also made mistakes.
No. You didn't do this by accident. You didn't build all this and release it on accident. You didn't give us the poison shots and cover what they were doing on accident. You did it on purpose. You don't believe it because you're so arrogant. But one day, sooner than you think, you're going to be up on international television with that big cheering crowd right there because you were anti-human and you're so into death and you decide who lives and dies, you're going to die on international TV, crapping your pants, jerking at the end of a rope. All right, we have obviously an incredibly full plate of vital information and intel, a lot of good news, a lot of bad news, a lot of ugly news, a lot of beautiful news. But I was intending to come in here last night, preparing for the show, and this morning, the broadcast. And I was thinking of the headline I was going to write for the show today. And it was basically, brace for impact. The world is going to the greatest time of change we've ever seen. The battle versus good versus evil is coming to a head. All the people I really respect, including my own research and understanding, and what we're also getting from the knowledge of the audience, is that the New World Order is cornered. They're going to go for broke next year. Everything's on the table. We're all in incredible danger. But we're in more danger letting them stay in control. So the battle is now here. The heart of the war is now. How many days left till the election? We'll put it on screen. That's the main focal point. 342 days, 12 hours, 51 minutes, 25 seconds. So I was already planning to come in here and say, brace yourself for what's coming. Then I got here this morning and started doing some research before I went on Steve Bannon's show, the War Room, and I saw this Victor Davis Hanson, one of the most respected historians in the world, with the headline, Victor David Hanson warns America, brace yourself for what's coming in 2024. And it's a very powerful 10.5-minute video. So I want to kick the whole broadcast off with this today because it's exactly what I was going to say. He makes a few points I wasn't going to make. I'll make a few points he didn't make. So when you add together what we're going to say, it's veritas. And look, as negative as this is and as bad as the New World Order is and all the horrible things they're doing, at least we're not going to sleepwalk through this. At least we're on our feet. And the curve is going upwards for global awakening and resistance. If I tried to list the countries, every major country that even has quasi-free elections in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in the Pacific, from New Zealand to Sweden, to Spain, to the Netherlands, to Argentina, to Brazil, but then they just stole the election and outlawed the Brazilian Trump, Bolsonaro, from running again. Everywhere, unless they bring total totalitarianism in, they're failing. That's their only move. We have them in check. They've got one more move, and then if they don't make the right move, we win. Well, there is no right move for them, because when they go for pure tyranny, it'll only accelerate the awakening, but that's an immovable object coming into play with an unstoppable force. It's very explosive. And so their only move is global crisis, destabilization, race war, financial collapse, viral releases, insane conflict. And if you look, they fired up the cauldrons for war and open borders and collapse. And I told you this in August from my sources in Border Patrol and TSA, they were told that starting in the middle of September, they would create the COVID fear, try to bring back the mask, then bring in the boosters, and then by the end of the year, try to bring the COVID protocols back in. I said, though, we're not jellyfish, and there's not just evil in the world. If we stand up and if we speak out and we get ahead of this, they're going to have trouble re-implementing it. But we got to start getting Congress involved and legislatures involved and parliaments involved, and we've got to march and demonstrate and file lawsuits and get very aggressive already on the offense because they're launching their covert rollout of this. And I said, then they're going to bring out new viruses. And the UN and Bill Gates have all been saying, oh, soon a virus is coming. It's going to hit kids and you'll take the next one serious. And then Bill Gates starts giggling because he knows they've already cooked it up. And now the UN has recommended China go back under martial law. They've done it. Now they're getting ready, they say, to recommend it for other countries. While the UN's trying to ram through this treaty to take control of our bodies. So a big stack of news on that. I wanted to fully back them down. We got them off balance, and they backed off quite a bit, but now they're coming back. So, yes, it makes my credibility go way up. I wish that people would have listened to me. I didn't say it was going to happen. I said they're preparing to do it, and now you see them doing it. And I said we could stop it together. And so then if they don't do it, it's like, oh, he made that up. And then if they do it, hundreds of millions starved to death with the lockdowns, total tyranny, control, world ID, and then Alex Jones is vindicated. But that's a media misrepresentation. I said day one in August. Story broke August 15th. Just so happened to be when I got the intel, it was a month till they were supposedly going to do the propaganda rollout. And they did do it, just like I said, but people didn't go along, so they backed off. But now the hotel chains and the grocery stores and here in Austin, the masks are everywhere again. I'm getting reports of it all over the country, all over the world. It's truly disgusting. So we're trying to stop it. The prediction was they were going to try the rollout, and then it's up to us and up to you, up to all of us, whether or not they get away with it. So here's the headlines. Alert. As Brit gets pig flu. Child pneumonia cases surge in Europe. Fears outbreak in China could spread, just like last time. Hazmat workers disinfect streets, the same kabuki theater we saw before. Here's the headline. Daily Mail. Who calls for China to reinstate mass social distancing and staying home when ill amid mystery pneumonia outbreak? Oh, yeah, it's so ridiculous. Child pneumonia cases surge in Europe as fears risk of outbreak in China. UK detects its first human case of swine flu. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And what did Bill Gates keep saying? The next thing, in fact, pull the clips up. I forgot to tell the crew. Or just type into the search engine. Bill Gates says the next virus will target children. Well, look, child pneumonia cases surge in Europe as fears rise over outbreak in China. And what does the shot do? It erases your immune system. And the next time you get a SARS-type virus, it's much, much worse. China's COVID trauma returns as hazmat workers disinfect the streets. So we've got that. We've got huge war news, massive economy news, massive economic news, all coming up today. But I want to go to this clip of Victor Davis Hanson warning, brace yourself for what's coming. You can feel it. You can see it. This is the big one. This is the main focus. The people versus the New World Order, the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. Here it is.
They look at Trump as a vampire, and they put a stake in his heart, but they're afraid that that stake could come out any time, that he's undying, and they're afraid of him. They are terrified of him. You know why they're terrified of him? Because they think he's smarter this time, and he has just cause to really get angry because of what they did to him. They can write all of the Atlantic Monthly, and they can write all the New Yorker clever, glib little essays about Donald Trump was a threat to democracy, or they can write all their little Molly Ball Time essays, how clever and brilliant they were with their cabals and their conspiracies to get rid of him. But deep down inside, they know that if the right ever did that to Barack Obama or Joe Biden, they could have really made something out of the fact that Barack Obama had a hot mic expose where he told the president of Russia, you tell Vladimir that I will be flexible on missile defense. That's the security of the United States of America if he gives me space in my last election. And Putin did do that. That's an impeachable offense if a phone call to Ukraine is. So they understand that the right could have done that to them. And they understand now the right probably will do that to them for their own survival. And they are scared. They're saying if a MAGA candidate wins and they win the House and the Senate, we're cooked because they're going to get special prosecutors and they're going to go after the Biden family like they've never gone after anybody. And they're going to find stuff because we know Joe is crooked. And then they're going to go after Merrick Garland and they're going to go after Mayorkas and they're not going to stop. And that's why they're scared. And they're going to do everybody thinks that the danger passed, they got what they wanted. No, 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 no. You're never going to see anything like what they're going to do in 2024. All this could have been reconciled. All they had to do was say Donald Trump should not be president, if that's what they believe. And we're not going to do any lawfare. We're not going to try to change the voting laws. We're not going to pack the court. We're not going to let in two states. We're not going to try to abolish the Senate filibuster. We're not going to try to change the voting ID laws. We're just going to play under the rules that we have. We don't need $419 million by Mark Zuckerberg infused. We don't need Sam Bankman-Fried, the crook, giving us $100 million. We're not going to go under the radar with George. So we're just going to show you, the American people, how we think Donald Trump should not be president, and we'll have a fair election. And they can't do that. They don't trust themselves. They think, you know what? Anybody in his right mind would close that border right now. Close the border. Anybody in his right mind would recall all of those DAs that have destroyed these major cities. Anybody in his right mind would not beg the Saudis or the Venezuelans or the Russians, or the Iranians to pump oil on the eve of a midterm, or drain the strategic petroleum when you have so much natural gas and oil. And nobody in their right mind would do that. And nobody in their right mind would ever just pull out of Afghanistan without warning, just so Joe Biden can say that on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 or the original October invasion of Afghanistan, I'm the president that got us out. Nobody would do that. And nobody would print $6 trillion when there's a pent-up demand post-COVID lockdown and there's a supply chain disruption, and throw that money without any audit or examination of who got it and why and how it was spent, but to inflate the economy and ruin it. Nobody would do that. And so they know that. And they know that they can't take that record to the American people. They have a deductive mind because they're ideologue. So they start with a premise that we're for social justice and for equity of result. And so we're morally superior and smarter than anybody else. And therefore, we are entitled to do things that other people don't do. And so if under the cover of COVID and frightening people about COVID, we can change all the voting laws so that 30% instead of voting absentee and early voting shall become 70% in most states with very little audit of the level necessary to authenticate most ballots. They just do all this stuff because they start with the deductive principle. We are better. This is the vision. And therefore, the following must happen. And if things don't fit the narrative, then they go after the person. They censor it. That's how they work. And if you keep that in mind, then everybody makes sense. And what I'm saying is they go on from one lie to the next. So everybody now knows that Donald Trump, we just discussed it, was impeached for things that Joe Biden got away with. Okay. Everybody knows the laptop was authentic. Everybody knows that now. Everybody knows that it would have made a big difference on that debate when Donald Trump said it was. And Joe Biden said, no, 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 51 authorities. Everybody knew that Dushenko and Charles, or whatever his name, Dolan, and Christopher Steele were frauds, and especially Glenn Simpson, and that Hillary Clinton took over an old Never Trumper file, inflated it with $1 million, got the FBI on it to hire Christopher Steele as a consultant informant, hid her so-called legal expenses, and she was fined and cited for that violation through Perkins Coie, Fusion GPS, DNC, and that file was fraudulent. It was made up. I said that from the first time I saw it. Everything in it was false. And yet we wasted 22 months and $40 million to know it was obvious. No apology. In fact, not only no apologies, they got Pulitzer Prize winners, some of the reporters. Every time they give these monstrous lies, there's no apologies. Why should they? Because in their way, they're just narratives. They're postmodern, Foucauldian, Lacan, Derrida, narratives. They were useful. So that's what they look back. Well, they were useful at the time, because when we went through the Mueller investigation, when we went through the laptop, we crippled Donald Trump, and therefore we were able to stop him. We had anonymous. He was burrowed deep into the Homeland Security. He was a minor official, but we said he was one of the major operatives in the Trump administration. We lied. And then we printed his op-ed because it did what it was supposed to do. It weakened this right-wing agenda, so they think. And we got Admiral McRaven, and he came in and wrote an op-ed and said Trump should leave, the sooner the better. And then we got all of the four stars. McCaffrey, McChrystal, all of them, to say that Trump was Hitler, that he was Mussolini, that he was a liar, that he was danger. We got Mark Milley to call the Chinese. We did all of this. And yes, we do not want this to be done to us. If right now a retired four-star general says that Joe Biden is senile or he's dangerous or the Afghanistan is a disaster and he should be removed sooner or later, or his weaponization of the DOJ or the FBI is Mussolini-like, or his hounding of individual people at school boards, or the way he conducted the Mar-a-Lago raid is remnant of, it's Nazi-like, and I'm just quoting from what they've said. You know what's going to happen to those people? You're going to get Merrick Garland to call up the Pentagon, and they're all going to be slapped with a Code 88 Uniform Code of Military Justice, and they're going to be court-martialed for disparaging the commander-in-chief. Trust me, they would in 2 seconds, and that's not going to happen. First, they're not going to say anything because they're not equally going to apply their standards of correct behavior on the part of the... And second of all, they're going to say something with Donald Trump because they know that the media and the Pentagon are not going to do anything to them. Now, oh man, they would destroy them if they ever criticize the commander-in-chief. They would go after him like you wouldn't believe. And they know that. And so what we're talking about, I guess, to sum up and end this, they understand deterrence. They are saying to the American people, we are SOBs. We're capable of everything and anything. Now, which side do you want to be on? Because if you're on our side, you can do what Hunter Biden is. There's no consequences. If you want to say that the voting machines are crooked like Jill Stein, go ahead. She did in 2016. If you want to be Barbara Boxer and 32 Democrats and say, you know what? We're not going to certify the Ohio count and hold up the whole election. We're going to try to do that. Don't worry. They did it in 2004. If you're Al Gore and the registrar and the attorney general says, well, the votes have been counted and they have been certified in Florida. Oh, no, we're going to sue. We're going to sue and hold up the entire election for a month. And so you can do all of that as long as you're on our side. But if you don't do that and you want to go on the other side, then you're going to be in big trouble. And that's the message that they're trying to say. That's what we're really getting down to. Join the winning side. It's sort of like in the Soviet Union. If you're part of the nomenklatura and you join the party, you're exempt. If you're not, well, you're on your own. People say to me, well, you're an academic and you spent your whole life. How did you deal with those 94% of all academics are left wing? And I'm just using that percentage because that's a percentage of those who give money to political campaigns. 94% go to left wing or democratic causes. And they said, why are they so left wing? Is it they have tenure? They're exempt from the worrying about losing their job. They have guaranteed step increases. They have a 9-month work year. Is it because they teach their one or two classes a semester? What is it that makes them, are they idealistic because they deal with words or idea? I said, no. They understand with, if you want to get tenure and you want to be promoted and you want to be liked, you just parrot the majority cause. If it paid better, they'd be fascist.
If it paid better, they'd be fascist or anything else. Now, Victor Davis Hanson just gave you a nice snapshot of the last 7 years, 8 years. But that's only part of the story. You did a great job. Hope everybody shares that video. We'll post it to Bandai Video under the live show feed. Obviously, it's in the live show. It'll be archived later to Bandai Video. But what are they going to do beyond just the fake prosecutions and the kangaroo courts with no juries and the rest of it against Trump? They're going to start more wars. They're going to activate the Muslim terror groups that Biden's funding and Obama's funding to carry out larger destabilizations. They're then going to hype up all the Islamics they brought into Europe and the U.S. when they see the Israeli response, because in a two-dimensional way, it looks terrible, and I think it is wrong to carpet bomb innocent civilians. But it's all being done for a larger dialectic to create a political cataclysm, a massive acceleration of every form of destabilization, because the old bubble is popping and they're bringing in the new system, the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies to replace it. We're at the crossroads. We had the old republic. It had its problems, but it was the apple of the world's eye, the best system, incredible wealth, incredible success, dynamic human spirit being at least partially freed. They built, in the last 100 years, the parallel Federal Reserve system. And they began to transfer power to the totalitarian bureaucracy. Corporate fascist system at the top uses communist dialogue and programs to control people at the bottom. But it's a fascist system on top, communist on the bottom. Really, it's a technocracy is the best term to describe it, and how they describe it. And now they're going to dynamite in the next year. They're doing it all over the world. What's left of the old rail, because people are trying to jump back over to it. No. You transfer all the power you can over to the totalitarian train that's running parallel to the freedom train. And right when you get to the point where people figure out that the totalitarian train's going to go over a cliff, there's no bridge up there for the general population, you can't allow that because people can jump back to the other train. So you blow up this train before you get to the cliff. So you blow up the train that people can save themselves on right before you then take them down into hell. And people are jumping all over the world over to the freedom train, the 1776 train, the anti-Klaus Schwab, anti-Bill Gates, anti-UN train. People all over the world, wherever they can have a halfway free election, are electing hardcore people that say, I'll stop this right now. Doesn't mean they're all perfect, but what matters is the people are waking up, they get it. So they're already trying to jump over. And they're getting ready to dynamite the track so that people see a blown up, fiery wreck and don't jump and are stuck on this train that goes right into hell. Wars, financial collapse, new viruses. Victor Hansen Davis, you notice, talked about, oh, they're going to try a new pandemic to keep the mail-in ballots going. And they're already proposing it. And now the UN's proposed new lockdowns around the world. China's already done it. Australia's going back under it. Europe's trying to bring it back in. Democrat-controlled cities are already bringing it back in to bring in the mail-in ballots again. 340 days out. What's the exact number? Put it back on screen. 300 and something days out. I told you this. You could see it coming. But then I had sources confirming they're being told get ready for it. So it's a countdown, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to be aware of this and realize that we'd be better jumping on a burning train than to go on the train over the cliff. 342 days, 12 hours. All right, we're going to go to break. Dr. Peter McCullough is going to be popping in with breaking news and more. Stay with us. First, we've got to admit we're in a lot of trouble. Then we have to realize as men, that's our job, but women are welcome to join us, to stand against these people. That's why I say and do things here on air, regardless of the consequences to myself or, quite frankly, my family. And I've canvassed my family. They did it at Thanksgiving, and they're ready to die for this mission, and they fully authorized me to continue on nonstop. They understand their targets and have been threatened. I'm going to leave it at that. Seriously, their lives, everything. And to a man and woman, they've said, bring it. They're proud to stand with the Republic. I'm proud to stand with you. But everybody better understand you're in a war and it's coming to a head. You better decide whether you want to roll over to this thing, let it slowly eat your guts while you watch and eat your children while you watch, metaphysically and probably in reality, or whether you want to at least die on your feet. But if you got the idea of dying on your feet instead of living on your knees as a slave, you won't just live, most of you. You'll be prosperous. You'll be honorable. And your family and your progeny are going to be proud of you. And so are your ancestors. All right. I'm going to just do a snapshot of this because Dr. Peter McCullough is coming up in like 10 minutes. But the breaking news. But the globalists have done a bunch of war games and a bunch of fear-mongering that the next pandemic, and the UN's done these big drills in the last year and a half, is going to hit kids. And then right on time, new viruses in the UK and Europe and China hit kids. And we don't know what it is. And, oh, or maybe it's the flu or maybe it's pneumonia. It's people that have taken the shot. We have the actual insurance company statistics that are dead on. 20 million dead at least. And they're just getting started. Life expectancies in every country that took the shots, nosediving for the first time in history. Not from COVID. Then you have catastrophic contagion in October 2023, in October 2022, drill that John Hopkins and the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation ran. That means the globalists behind Gates through the UN, through John Hopkins. Same folks that ran all the other battle plans for COVID that matched exactly what they then did to us. That way, if other agencies or groups that aren't part of it see them training and battle planning, they don't get arrested for planning a bio attack. Oh, it's just a drill that exactly matches what they're planning. John Hopkins Center for Health and Security, in partnership with the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, conducted catastrophic contagion, a pandemic tabletop exercise at the Grand Challenges annual meeting in Brussels, Belgium, at the UN World Government Complex. Lessons from the exercise. They need total surveillance, total control, world IDs, cashless society, or the next one that's going to hit us. Just like Fauci said in 2017, don't worry, we're going to be hit by a novel virus out of China. We'll get full control. They did it. But the public woke up to them, and they got bigger backlash than they thought. But they think you don't have a memory, so they're gearing up to do it again. And one of the little caveats, the little cherry on top, is they can have mail-in ballots and steal the election for President Trump. Yet again, they certainly hope. UN calls for China to go back under lockdown. China now officially launches lockdown, brings back mass social distancing, forced testing, checkpoints, the trucks driving around spraying the public. All of it's been done, and they've got all sorts of fear-mongering just everywhere as they roll out the hysteria and the fear in the public, yet again, in our face, ladies and gentlemen. So as my sources told you they were going to try it, they are certainly rolling it out and trying to execute it yet again. So let's go to a few past clips of Gates and then play a clip from that drill that we were just talking about, catastrophic contagion from just over a year ago in October of last year. Oh, look at the big Drudge headline. It's in red. Mass social distancing return to China. Europe on alert. Where did it start last time? China brings in controls. Europe on alert. Our politicians say don't worry. So it looks like they're reasonable. Then, oh, the hospitals are full. Everybody's dying. But it wasn't even true. And then they bring in the control. They're running the exact same play again. And I didn't toot my horn. I said, we slowed them down. Looks like they might be backing down. But they're going to probably produce some new viruses to try to get this going. And it happened. So, everybody misrepresented what I said. Didn't say they'd get new lockdowns and protocols and pandemics done. I said they were going to try. And we could stop them. And so far, we've done a great job backing them down. But now they're coming with the fear, and it's real, and they're trying to, the fear is real. The poison shots, the lethal injections they've got are real. The lockdowns that will starve the third world to death again, those are real. The economy imploding again is real, while they tell millennials stay at home and play video games, and everybody else, and the economy goes into full free fall. This is it. It's going down. It's happening. Go ahead and just play these clips back to back. Play Gates saying, oh, you'll get the next pandemic will get your attention. That means everybody dying from the shots, and they blame it on some new virus. That's always been the plan. And then him 3 years ago with Colbert bragging about the next big attack. And then the latest clip from the catastrophic contagion UN operation.
You know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You try to warn us about this pandemic, and we didn't listen. What's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Look how happy he is.
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with this. And I'm not saying that you're this is not an end zone.
Yeah, Bill Gates doesn't win.
I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is, okay, I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Well, Mr. Gates, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for the efforts you and your organization are doing to try to find the cure for this. And we'll see you again. Stay safe.
All right. Great talk.
Give our best to everybody else in the bunker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and routinely tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and heeded the guidance, the toll might have been much less.
That's right. If you go under Bill Gates' UN depopulationist control, they'll round everybody up and take political dissidents to the camps they built everywhere and then say, oh, less died here. But it's the shots they're giving you and the boosters that are killing everybody, and that's confirmed. And they call that the new pandemic. This is a scientific plan. You just saw them roll it out. And so it's official. Pandemic 2. Plandemic 2. The globalists have officially launched Pandemic 2 / Plandemic 2. We'll put this out as a headline later from the live show at band.video. Now, joining us now is Dr. Peter McCullough, a leading heart specialist and one of the main voices for almost 4 years exposing this giant lie. Everything the establishment told us about COVID was a lie. Its origins, the shots, therapeutics, everything he's told us has turned out to be dead on accurate. And so I wanted to talk to him about all the insurance company numbers we see of 20 million dead, some say 17 million dead. The clear push to roll out a new pandemic, the UN saying start the lockdowns again, start the mail-in ballots again. It's like Groundhog Day. We're waking up to this. And, of course, my sources in August, well, a big one at TSA that I made some other calls, they said, yeah, it's funny. We just got told this week, too, it's coming back this fall. And now we're entering the end of the fall here in the next few weeks, into the winter. It's here. So, Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you for coming on short notice. We love you. We appreciate you. Look forward to fellow Texan having you back in studio as soon as you can come. But you've got the floor for the 15 minutes before we go to break. There's so much to cover.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I think probably the most pressing update is the Chinese pneumonia story, Alex. I'm not sure if you've covered that, but the multiple sources are reporting the Chinese, you know, are experiencing an outbreak of what appears to be mycoplasma pneumonia. That's macrolide resistant. So this is a form of a bacterial pneumonia. It's a small bacterium. It actually goes inside cells, very similar to a virus would go inside cells. It tends to affect children. It's normally treated with azithromycin, but in this case, we need to use either what's called fluoroquinolones or use doxycycline or forms of tetracyclines. That's what you see here. So it's not an emergency. It's just large numbers of kids with mycoplasma. The Chinese live in crowded conditions, as you see here, and the kids pass it back and forth. It's a relatively mild pneumonia. I have firsthand communication of a patient, a patient who was treated for this in China and subsequently returned home. And what we learned is that the Chinese are only testing for COVID and influenza, so they don't have the technology to directly diagnose this. That's the reason why they've been floundering around a little bit on treatment.
By the way, it sounds like, I know you got COVID treating people yourself and you still treat patients. Sounds like you're not doing too hot, doctor.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry if this is live. We have to try to mute that out, but I have a little asthma flaring Let me try to get it under control.
Hey, you're a hardworking guy. We get it. But here's the deal. We knew this was coming. It was pre-programmed. I said 3 months ago this was about to happen. We saw the propaganda roll out. They're trying to say, oh, we've got rabies and we've got swine flu. Clearly the fear nozzle has been turned on high.
There's no doubt about it. They're trying to use the same fear tactics that were used before. They're not going to work, I think, largely because we're so far ahead of these stories right now.
All right, so there's so many areas to get in the limited time that we have with you, but the UN calling for more COVID protocols to be brought back in, all of this, how they've been obviously trying to create the fear. How successful have they been? I know you don't like to speculate, but what do you think's about to unfold? You have a lot of medical contacts. You're at the highest levels of the resistance to this. And then let's talk about the death numbers we're really seeing from people that have had the shots, because we're getting a clearer and clearer picture of this, aren't we?
We are. The most important paper is probably published by Dennis Rancourt, an epidemiologist in Montreal, Alex, and it's not good. The estimates are 17 million people worldwide have died of the COVID-19 vaccines. We have our autopsy data suggesting the deaths, the vast majority, can be traced to, directly to the vaccines. And everywhere we look around the world, there's lawsuits, all kinds of court proceedings, calls to pull them off the market. The governments would be smart if they just pulled them off the market and and don't keep advancing the vaccines, because it's simply not working out.
All right, I got 100 questions, but you're the expert. Give us the data dump. What's front and center for you, a guy right in the center of the fight? I know that's fighting 18 hours a day.
The biggest thing for us right now is still complications from the vaccines. We're seeing record rates of blood clots, myocarditis, long COVID syndrome. Now, we've innovated. We've developed forms of detoxification with nattokinase, bromelain, and curcumin, starting at low doses and working our way up. A wellness company has done a terrific job with not only the detoxification protocol, but also emergency kits. So they have forms of emergency kits that can be utilized, and they work to help cover the bases. In the bases include, various forms of infections like COVID, respiratory syncytial virus, this new Chinese pneumonia would be covered by the wellness company kits. And people are arming themselves. Alex, this is something you've advised for a long period of time, is for people individually to get ready. And they are getting ready because, we've been told there's going to be another pandemic. We just don't know what it's going to be.
Well, I mean, it's like they flipped the light switch on in September with the fear-mongering, Dr. Peter McCullough. And talking to all your colleagues and others, they're even talking about mail-in ballots again. This looks like they're trying to do a replay of 2000. What's your view on that? And how do we educate the public and get ahead of this hysteria that the media is clearly now officially trying to bring COVID protocols back for swine flu, for pneumonia? I mean, it's over the top.
People have to keep their eye on treatment. This news about swine flu, it's the same issue, Alex, that the bottom line is, we have very good treatments for influenza, two oral drugs, one IV drug. We treat it early. We cover the secondary staphylococcal pneumonia that can set in. So influenza, imminently treatable. COVID-19, treatable. Respiratory syncytial virus, treatable with albuterol and budesonide. These are not imminent public health threats. They're certainly not things we need to take vaccines for. As long as we keep our eye on early treatment and even prevention with the nasal sprays and gargles, we're going to be well ahead of the game, and then people won't basically fall into this fear campaign that there's no treatment. One of the reasons why people were so fearful of COVID is because they were told there was no treatment. And then, ultimately we devised McCullough protocol and so many other approaches. Now we are way ahead of the game on all of these illnesses. Remember, we took down monkeypox. We were told there was going to be a monkeypox national emergency. We had treatments with Tecovirimat. It handled it very well. We got ahead of this in the media. We've done the same thing on RSV, same thing on Chinese pneumonia. as well as whatever's going to be the next, illness to hit us. The fear here and the concern is that the next pandemic's probably going to come out of a bio lab. And experts have published this, that there are so many people working on gain of function research. Remember, in the United States, the National Institutes of Health, doesn't fund gain of function research, but it's not outlawed. It's not banned. And in every state, there probably is gain of function research funded through foundation or university fees. I think every state should look at this. I'd strongly support banning gain of function research. It's not advancing science, and it's creating a lot of hazards that could be the next public health emergency like a pandemic.
Well, what I want people to understand is this. The UN said they'd use disease X years ago, X meaning whatever they made up or pushed or released, to get full control. And now they're trying to get the UN treaty through right now that's failing. I got articles all over the world. People are really waking up to them. So they almost got it done with the last fear-mongering campaign. It's clear they're trying to do it again. I think it's just so vital that everybody ahead of time bolster their immune systems for the shedding and all the rest of the craziness so that even the numbers are not anywhere near what they're saying, that there's clearly stuff going on that we're prepared.
Oh, for sure. I think it's preparedness. It's interesting that, all of the government takeover of all this unbridled spending was in the name of pandemic preparedness. But in fact, the government doesn't prepare at all for pandemics. Individuals do, and doctors and clinics and healthcare systems do. We simply don't need the government, to try to help in pandemic preparedness. We need to do it ourselves, and that's what people are doing. Wellness company basically taking over, now providing kits to people all over the country. Everybody's getting outfitted with a kit for homeschool and work. And the bottom line is people are going to be prepared. The kit has in it a guidebook as well as a telemedicine consult to help people, through whatever this.
That's right. And I didn't even think about this. You head up a national group that gets people pre-positioned. Everybody should be stockpiling this stuff, because if things get crazy or out of control, it'll run out again. They'll be gouging all of it. Everybody should go to onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com. And they should get prepared with the telemedicine and get ready, because it's very clear that the globalists have geared up something large. And I think they're just using all this side viral hysteria to get people kind of primed for something. And they're in trouble. And the UN has said pandemics are how they're going to get their world government. It's how they get their world ID. It's how they get their universal basic income. It's how they get the ESGs. It's how they get the social credit score. Everything is around this. And they think we don't have a memory, and they're trying to bring it back right now.
It's true. And there's so many destabilizing events in the world. People are looking here and there. And the main thing is just to be alert and to be savvy and understand that, we need to look to medical leaders who are willing to face these challenges and help us get through it. Largely, now we're organized. We weren't organized when COVID-19 hit. We certainly are now. I'd be ready to lead in treating the Chinese pneumonia if it hit our shores. It probably will. And then, most of the battle is occurring in the media. That's the reason why your show is important. Best named show ever, InfoWars. It's a war of information right now. And as long as we keep bringing people the truth, Alex, we're going to win this war.
And am I right? I've seen the studies, but you're the expert. A surgeon with a really good N95 mask, it does some things up front. But these filthy face diapers, making kids wear these dirty things, isn't that major league linked to bacterial pneumonia?
Right. It actually makes it worse. That image you showed of the Chinese lobby, everyone wearing masks was making it worse. They're just rebreathing the mycoplasmal organism into the mask. The body needs fresh air. We don't need a mask breathing in fibers and other things into our body. I hope people now have learned, if you look on airplanes, public spaces, very few people wearing masks.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for the time. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and talk about the permanent emergency the UN's putting us into, the world government, and the tricks they're going to play. I got a bunch of key clips and some really hardcore stuff I'm going to be covering that, believe me, is very critical. You don't want to miss it. But when you talk about your immune system, ladies and gentlemen, everything essential, and it's only less than 30 vitamins and minerals you've got to have to live. But one of the things that's not in the regular vitamins and minerals is atomic iodine. Regular iodine out there is bound to other compounds. It's cheaper. It doesn't absorb very well. It's still better than nothing. Okay? Like eating fish, you get iodine, but there's also mercury and stuff. That's great. You're eating your fish, you're good. Eat a lot of it. But this is absolutely pure. Even the stuff in fish is bound, though, to other compounds. This is not. This is pure iodine. X2 came in a few weeks ago. We've already sold out half of it. Maybe the last run we shut down, but we got it in stock, ready to ship to you right now. Get X2, and nothing is going to boost your overall health and immune system like iodine. Every cellular function, every electrochemical action, the mitochondria, the white blood cells, everything, every cell must have iodine, so they bomb us with fluoride, because even if you've got enough iodine, if you're getting a bunch of fluoride, it blocks it in the thyroid, you name it. Billions have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine, and a lot of folks can't absorb iodine that's bound to other compounds. This is not the only true real nascent iodine out there. X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We also want to get a great book and support the broadcast. Get a limited edition signed copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. You can also still get copies of The Reset, and, of course, The Great Reset and The War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But let me add something. I should have said this up front. You know, we have Black Friday every year, and for over a decade, we've had Cyber Week. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Cyber Week running right now, a massive, massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of still free shipping and double Patriot points and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the tools you need and great coffee as well and so much more. Thanks for keeping us on air. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I want to do. I'm going to open the phones up for the next 2 hours and intersperse all this news and incredible information. Next segment, I'm going to throw down the gauntlet and just put my cards on the table, because that's what I got to do as a man. Got to go all the way. Can't have half measures. Can't play games. Got to really tell it like it is. So I'll give the number out next segment as well. But I wanted to play a clip of Benjamin Netanyahu with Elon Musk yesterday. And Elon's over there visiting, and they're talking about Hamas being terrorists, and they're the new Nazis and all this stuff. And all I want to point out is that the entire liberal leftist Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, university system is backing Hamas and Hezbollah. And Obama, Biden, gave money to them to do this. So there's a larger destabilization plan. And I think people that even take sides are stupid, because there's a larger agenda, a larger operation here. And I'm going to talk more about that. I've got some clips of Steve Bannon on the Tucker last night. I think it's really excellent, and it's some good news. And Ireland's a microcosm of this. So we're gonna get to that. But let's go ahead and play this Elon Musk clip. Here it is.
How are they being trained to have these, to believe that murdering and having joy at the death of civilians is a good thing, and to stop that training?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, because we have first a mission to destroy Hamas. Nothing's going to stop that, because if you want peace, destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a better life for the Palestinians in Gaza who've been hijacked by Hamas, destroy Hamas. All of that is a precursor to the question that you asked. You first have to get rid of the poisonous regime, as you did in Germany, as you did in Japan, in World War II. These were two.
There's no choice. There's no choice.
That's a prerequisite.
Yes.
But then look at what happened. I mean, what you had in Germany was denazification, and what you had in Japan under Douglas MacArthur was a cultural reformation.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan that you visit today is so different from Japan of the 1930s.
Yeah.
Germany that you visit today is so different from Germany of the 1930s. Well, is that possible in the Arab world? And I categorically say, of course it is, because we've seen it already in two places. We've seen it in the Gulf states, and we see that when you visit Dubai or when you visit Abu Dhabi or when you visit Bahrain, you see something entirely different.
Sure.
There was, in fact, a cultural change there. And let me say that that same thing is, in my opinion, happening to a considerable extent in Saudi Arabia. The de-radicalization of these Muslim countries, these Arab countries, some of it already took place, some of it is taking place.
Yeah.
But there's another country with a substantial Arab minority where that has already taken place, and that's called Israel.
Yeah.
20% of our citizens are Arabs, most of them Muslim.
Right.
They serve on, you know, in high places in the academy, in the Supreme Court, in the Knesset, and so on. And I'm not saying that there isn't some radicalism there, but mostly there isn't.
Right.
And in fact, they're integrated into the society. So we have to do the same thing. We have to demilitarize Gaza after the destruction of Hamas, and we have to de-radicalize Gaza, and that will take some time. Especially work on the mosques and on the schools. That's where children are, you know, imbibe their values.
Yeah.
And then we have to also rebuild Gaza, and I hope to have our Arab friends help in that context.
Yeah.
Now into hour number two on this live Tuesday, November 28th, 2023 broadcast. It's not supposed to still be on air because your support is. I want to take phone calls in the next 2 hours. And a special guest is joining us in the fourth hour, several special guests. And then the War Room comes up at 3 p.m. Central. I also have an Owen Schroyer update, but it's a catch-22. If we talk about the updates we've gotten, they're mean to Owen and do mean things to him and do horrible things to people like Joe Biggs and others. But when they tell us, go ahead and talk about it, or when they put it out and send it to us, we're going to talk about it. So remind me to do this. I need to send you the info. I actually forgot to send it to the crew. Owen got a letter out, and they've had him in solitary confinement 7 days a week, 3 days a week. He's let out for 15 minutes to take a shower, and they're giving him one meal a day. They're starving. They only got him for 2 months, so they want to hurt him as bad as they can. The whole government's not our enemy, but there are large portions of it that are really terrible, heartless, crazy people. With a nonviolent political prisoner, and you're going to torture them because you got the power. Okay? It's a two-way street in the universe. And I don't wish any harm upon these fools. But you know what? I'll get to that at the start of the third hour, in between the calls. I'll read the letter and get to it because Owen put it out, or his folks put it out on Twitter, so I'm going to cover it. That's his choice to do it. His lawyer's like, you probably shouldn't. They're going to do it. He wants it out. He's a man. He's out in like 25 days, hopefully. God knows. Hope they don't kill him like Derek Chauvin, who they knew that when they put him in jail, they were going to murder him, and he's fighting for his life, still getting stabbed last week. So this is a serious situation. Of course, he was totally innocent. We now know that fentanyl, we knew it back then, killed George Floyd. So I want to give the number out for first-time callers today. And you can cover any issue you want. But when I say cover any issue you want, callers sometimes call in with stuff I don't even understand what you're saying. It's not a lot of the callers, but it's enough to give me a headache. So why don't you indulge me? I give big enough topics out that pretty much anybody can work anything they want into that topic. The big takeaway, and I covered this last hour, if you just joined us, the video's up on InfoWars.com. Victor Davis Hanson, top historian, very respected, very smart man, says, America, brace yourself for what's coming. Totalitarianism. The globalist left knows they're illegitimate. They're being thrown out worldwide, not just here. The only avenue they've got left is totalitarianism and to bring in dictatorship. And they may replace presidents and people, but it's a dictatorship of the bureaucracy of a political party. It's a one-party state. So it's one-party rule, dictatorship by a plutocracy and oligarchy. You can call it what you want. Let's talk about bracing yourself. And, I mean, do you agree with myself and Tucker Carlson and Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and Roger Stone and countless others where you can just look at this and see the escalation of tyranny and know it's only going to get worse with wars and open borders and viruses and new lockdowns? I mean, let's not sit here and wait till they roll out the next phase of it. We already know the next phase. And that's one big topic, gigantic. All the crises they're going to create, how you think we counter it. That's a giant topic area. That's one topic. Other big topic that nests within that. The UN's officially calling for lockdowns, COVID protocols for pneumonia and swine flu. It's back. Told you it was coming. It's here. Boom. Vindicated again. Easy to see it coming. Plus, we had sources. How do we respond to that? What are you going to do to respond to it? I get to city council, county commissioners, school boards, medical boards now. I'd be saying, hell no, you lied about everything before. Your lockdowns destroyed the economy, killed 80-something million people from starvation, flooded us with the third world. No, no, no. What do you make of that? I mean, look at this. Military could owe billions to service members involuntarily discharged for refusing COVID shots. That was illegal. Congress now admits it. Now they're telling the military, come back. And a bunch of other news there. We got some good news Steve Bannon talked about last night. And I want to elaborate on that when he was with Tucker Carlson. It's a powder keg. Steve Bannon warns Tucker Ireland. Steve Bannon warns Tucker Carlson, Ireland's post-stabbing anti-immigration crisis is coming here at scale. We're going to be hitting that. No, the stabbing's not good news. There's been more stabbing since then of little kids and stuff by the Muslims. But the good news is every country that opposes the people wanting their nation back loses elections to populist anti-globalists, which again accelerates the crisis because the globalists know they're losing, so they drop the hammer and try to bring in pure totalitarianism. That's all coming up. Also, you've got the head of the political party that Zelensky's part of, so it's his political whip, saying we could have ended the war, but Zelensky demanded it. Even mainstream media admits they're getting ready to flush Zelensky and blame all their failures on Zelensky, which is the classic pattern of tyrants. Continuing, coming soon, your travel will be restricted by personal carbon allowances. Big stack of news on that front. And so much more we're going to be getting to today. I talked to Tucker earlier today, and I'm not going to steal his thunder, but tonight he's going to be covering this. CIA secret office that conducted UFO retrieval missions on at least 9 crash sites around the world, whistleblower reveals, and they now are creating a new office in the government because the agencies and their agents are ignoring Congress, the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023, to take that back under the control of Congress. Huge developments on that front. So I'm going to intersperse all of this and more in between your phone calls. And I'm going to skip this break to give us more time. And I'm going to give the toll-free number out. And I'm going to hit something really big right now. And then I'm going to take your calls. Toll-free number to join us on any of the topics I just mentioned. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First time callers. All I ask is have a good phone line, make your point so we can get to the next person, because I love to hear your points, but I don't, like Rush Limbaugh said, I love you, you love me. If you hate me, go ahead and say that, but if you love me, just say dittos or say, hey, 1776, Alex. Instead of dittos, just say 1776, Alex. I'll say 1776 back at you, and we'll hear the incredible information you have to release. 877-789-2539. All right. This next thing I want to talk about is a big deal. And I don't raise this and say this to act tough. I say it and I raise it because I know how politics in the world works. And I know that we create most of the talking points because we're based in real research and history and reality and are fully immersed in the truth that get picked up by everybody else. I mean, we really are the tip of the spear. And again, that's not bragging. It's to say, I was on Steve Bannon today, who's one of the top brains against the globalists, really smart. And he said, Alex Jones is probably the most important person intellectually in the fight against the New World Order going back 30 years. Steve said, I've tracked it, I've traced it. That's why they're coming after him. This show, what he does, his guest, what he's done, is recognized by the enemy as the most effective, accurate barometer of what the enemy's doing and mobilizing people against it. Now, I say that because that's whistling past the graveyard. I just want it to be recognized why I did this. I did it because I believed in you. And I did it because I understood the enemy's operations. And I did it because I knew I had a responsibility to tell the truth and to name names and to go after people, regardless of the fact that they're worth trillions of dollars combined, hundreds of billions individually, and have made my life a living hell, which has actually been a living utopia because I crossed through it and beyond it. And I knew when I signed up for this, not with some agency or some government, but with God, I'm signed up with the high command. I knew that I was told this, and I told you this 20-something years ago. I didn't just say this week. I said, we're going to lead the charge. We're going to trigger the Great Awakening. And God told me, are you prepared for everything that's going to come? And I said, well, give me an idea. Here's an idea. And I said, if it's for the children and it's for innocence and it's the right thing to do, and if I've been chosen to do this, I'm going to do it. And it's an extreme honor. That said, I'm not looking forward to having my teeth pulled out with pliers or tortured for, you know, months in an underground dungeon and raped by these people. But if that's got to happen, you know what? I'm a tough guy. I can take it. So if it keeps the children from having to continue to endure this, if I could put myself feet first into a wood chipper right now to stop this, turn the son of a bitch on live TV, I'd salute you all. Take a shot of champagne and stick my feet right in that meat grinder right now. I'd shove myself in there because my cells, my spirit, my gut, everything I am tells me do this. The sociopaths, the psychopaths are missing that spiritual gene. They think I'm a loser because I want to sacrifice myself for others. I don't want to sacrifice myself for things that don't matter. But for the whole future of humanity, when I'm standing on the shoulders of my ancestors that were amazing men and women, I'm joining them metaphysically. I'm beginning to attain the level they're at. They're pleased. I can feel it. I know it. And so I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain, but I do like victory over evil. And the pleasure of fighting evil and having victory over it transcends anything they can do to me personally. And I've never been in a better place in my life. I'm frustrated that people don't realize how serious things are. I'm frustrated to see people still in a trance, but I see the great success and the upward arc of our awakening, and I am very blessed and honored and thank God for the commission. The great commission I was given, the great commission you were given, that's why you're listening today. You were commissioned by God. And any day can be our last show. We've entered waters of unprecedented danger. So a lot of leftists say murder Trump, burn everything down, kill people. The government loves it. They pat them on the head. It's all just part of the angry mob they've created. I don't believe in any offensive violence against any of the puppets of the globalists because that'll just turn them into victims and it won't even do anything. I want to murder their lies. I want to murder the fraud. I want to murder their ideology. I want to kill their New World Order program. I want a pro-human program. I want to have a program that follows God's directives, not by force, but by communion, by interfacing with the creator of the universe. But when I get on air and I say that Bill Gates deserves to be hung from the neck until dead, and when I get on air and I say Klaus Schwab deserves to be executed after he's tried by a jury of his peers, they watch that, they see that, and they flip the switches. They make the phone calls and say, we told you, get that son of a bitch. You get him now, and there'll be a coming. But that's okay, because it's got to be done. And what I do here is an example to the Tucker Carlsons and to the Joe Rogans and to everybody else that's watching. Because they might get me and they might get the next guy or the next woman. They're not going to get all of us. So I'm not picking a fight. I'm saying what has to be said. Bayer Pharmaceuticals. You can look it up in Australia and in France where the documents came out 20 years ago. Knowingly bought blood only from one state, Arkansas, through Canada, Australia, and France, that they knew all of it had HIV and hepatitis in it, and that every person given it would get hepatitis and HIV to such a massive load of it. You get a little bit of HIV and sometimes don't get it, but you get a whole compacted, the equivalent of like, you know, 20 quarts of blood compacted into one shot of the platelets into you. You're going to get hepatitis. You're going to get HIV. And it was mainly children that were given it. You can just type in Bayer blood scandal, and it came out in the suit. The executive said, well, we know it's contaminated. We don't care. There's too many people. And they said hemophiliacs are a burden on society. They live long lives, great people. I mean, even if you're just going to write them off, but it's just plain God. So it's estimated they infected around 4 million people, and at least, this is 20 years ago, a million had died. Probably all of them have died now. We move on from murder to murder to murder, from mass suicide to mass crime to mass, you know. Now, is it radical to say that the executives of Bayer in corporate minutes bragging about knowingly selling HIV-infected blood, protein concentrate, to say they deserve to be executed? I would be a coward and be aiding them. They should be publicly drawn and quartered. But see, that's the arrogance of Big Pharma. But see, they go out of their way. Why would you knowingly ship this out to millions of people? Well, what Fauci and Bill Gates have done is an order of magnitude massively bigger and is just the beginning, and the whole thing was planned, and we know that. And so we have to stop mincing words with these people. You've murdered a bunch of people, and you're getting ready to do it again. And so we need to state what it is so people know who did it. And go ahead and people always say, Jones named names. They'll show some 20-second clip where I don't name names. I name names. BlackRock, Larry Flink, Larry Fink, all the globalists, all the New World Order. But they deserve trials. But we know they've committed crimes. We know they're lying. Indict them. Do it now. Don't wait anymore. It shouldn't be brave. It shouldn't be amazing to sit up here and do what others won't do. To throw down the gauntlet in front of them and say, you're mass murderers of children and innocents. You're mad scientists. And it is my goal to take back the governments and then have you indicted and then have you prosecuted and then have you charged for war crimes against humanity and genocide and then to have you, like the Nazis at Nuremberg, hung by the neck until dead. And that is my goal. Because I've got to send a message to these people, and so do you, that we're not here to be murdered by them so they can play God. What I'm saying is the basic default of being a man, not a hero. And that's why I say it. That's why I throw down the gauntlet in front of them. Because men have to stand up for children and women. And we've not been doing it, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't stand against these people and speak out against them and call them out for what they are, you're aiding and abetting mass murder of innocents. I'm going to ask you again, to the executives that knew they gave millions of people a death sentence for no reason other than the fact they're hemophiliacs, do they deserve to pay? You know the answer. Well, this is something many orders of magnitude worse. Let's go to the clip. It's clip SP2. Told you guys about it.
Global deaths directly attributable to the vaccine, 20 million.
We have conservatively 20 million people they just murdered.
2 billion serious adverse reactions of the type I described.
And Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Tedros, they're all still walking around. We've already had a bunch of their top people defect over and say, hey, I'm not with them, because they understand how many scientists and researchers have gone public and that they're not going to hide this. And they knew the bigger agenda. They were supposed to keep us in the lockdown and control forever and release more viruses. It didn't go the way they wanted. Their plan failed. It backfired.
It will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.
And their new plan to do new lockdowns backfired because we learned about it. This audience got the word out. But the point is, you just can't let this criminal group run around and reconstitute itself and do it again. I'm not saying go out and kill the head of Pfizer, but I'm saying politically, culturally, nonviolently assassinate his name, assassinate his stock, assassinate everyone that served him politically, nonviolently, with a assassination of his identity, because he is a bad person.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken it.
They knew they were lying. They knew it erased the immune system. They knew it was depopulation. And they were going to then blame it on future viruses, the mass death the shot caused, and keep the fear going, give you even more shots as more people get sick and die. But we defeated their plan together.
You actually made a comment that no one was forced to have the vaccination. You must have been fully aware that people, nurses, doctors, people to have their jobs, to keep their jobs, were forced to have the vaccination. Now, do you retract your statement that they were not forced?
Senator, no, I believe firmly that nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
If an employer allows an unvaccinated staff member on site, they can be fined more than $21,000, and the business will be hit with almost a $110,000 fine. Workers who falsely claim they've had the jab will wear a $10,000 fine.
If you think you can not have a vaccine just because you don't want to have a vaccine.
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
What a hide you have. What a ridiculous position is that?
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
And all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed, so they understand we won't tolerate this behavior in the future, because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves, and we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory.
This time, I think people will pay attention.
We just accept they killed 20 million people, including some of my family, some of yours. And it's just cute. And we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power.
There'll be another pandemic. We know that.
Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years, might take 10. And we don't buy anything they say. And we build our own communities. And then we start indicting them, and they start singing like canaries once we control the Justice Departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison. And then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television, and we put a rope around their neck, and we pull the lever, and we break their neck in front of billions of people. And we say, that's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. In their own documents, like the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, they say, when it comes out in 3 years, we killed a bunch of people, we'll say it's a mistake and have the heads of the companies resign, and some of the politicians will get in trouble.
Doctors believe vaccine hesitancy brought on by the pandemic is a contributing factor.
On Transgender Day of Remembrance,
he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
You will join the Matrix.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to let you know, stupid Americans, that we just caught you. We just caught you. We just caught you. Fentanyl, the communist Chinese dragon, you, with orders for all good Americans that do what you're told. Do not play Alex Jones' new video game, New World Order Wars, that disrespects good leaders that work for Xi Jinping and are taking all your freedoms for your own good. Let them censor. Let them control you. And do not go get the game at alexjonesgame.com. That is an order directly from Xi Jinping, the Democratic Party, and the Justice Department.
A white, trans, masculine, femme, non-binary, disabled, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, unitary, universalist.
This is some really tough news. For the first time in the history of our poll, Trump is beating President Biden in a head-to-head matchup.
And I love your ears. I love them. They're really cool. What's your name?
You are a dangerous extremist.
Just caught you, American, looking at that evil game, New World Order Wars, exclusively available at alexjonesgame.com. I do not want to have to censor you and put you in for the labor camp. Do not look at game and do not download game and do not share game. Roll over and die. Imagine if people stop playing and then watching it, they will not bow down and worship us. No, no, no. You are not allowed to play all these different levels and take on all these wonderful good people, poop-throwing zombies in San Francisco, Hillary riding a broom like a witch. Oh, there's so many others like Trudeau and Klaus Schwab. It goes on and on. Oh, many levels that make fun of our precious little communist minions and give people hope and they have fun. And worst off, when people purchase the game at alexjonesgame.com, New World Order Wars, it funds its evil operations against us. We are so close to crushing America and the world. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com.
The New World Order is no more.
So this is an attack on you and your family, and they don't want you to know they're doing it, even though it's declassified. So what I'm telling you is a fact. It's worse than I'm saying, because there's no way to describe how horrible this is and how big this is and how stinking this is. I can't tell you about the Matrix. You're going to have to decide you want to take a red pill and see it for yourself. Just take the red pill, people! Imagine if people are mad that they test shampoo on bunnies. Where's the concern about human testing? That's going on. Or the chimera testing. Yes, they're growing humanoids inside pigs, sheep, and cows that are part human. So are the pigs and cows. They don't reject them. I'm showing MIT on screen human-animal chimeras gestating on research farms across the U.S. And it's not a radical new approach. It's been going on for 50 stinking years. They're just getting ready to roll it out, but they're rolling it out their way. How cute and fun it is. See? And they can have folks at Fox News make fun of me and sit back in a confidence game like they're at the frat back in college when the new guy walks in and they all act confident and go, Alex Jones claims there's chimeras. They've done it. You're sitting there with almost no audience. And those that do watch you don't trust you. You're a joke. What, you got a bunch of, I love old people, but you got a bunch of, I mean, look at the ads, catheter ads and all the rest of it. You got a bunch of 85 people, 85-year-olds on average, who aren't even there because they think the girls are pretty. You're all typecast to make 85-year-olds think you're cool. I mean, you're really cool. You're really trailblazing the future. With computers and robots and upscaling technology, we should all be working 10, 20 hours a week on really fun, interesting projects and going to the stars and just having incredible medical developments that are guided by moral compass and being preparing ourselves to go to the next level of human development, which is just unbelievably amazing. Not going to happen. The elite have stated in thousands of white papers that we've covered hundreds of them here that they've decided that you're unwashed, you're going to be drugged, chemicalized, entertained into a stupor, and you're going to be given cancer, and you're going to be phased out. Pretty soon, though, it'll be neurological disorder will be the main cause of death, that infectious disease. And they tell you they're killing. And see, they tell me they're killing me in all these books, and I see them actually setting it up and putting the tracker boxes in the cars. And just as like a normal mammal, I go, oh, get ready, folks, rally, do something. Look at them now. And people are like, shut up, man. The cowboys are coming on, baby. And then I'm the weirdo because as a normal man, I'm just trying to survive and have a future for humanity. People look at me and they go, you care about other people? You actually care? My problem is you try to help a lot of people and they don't want your help. You try to show people the secrets of how things operate that are hiding in plain view. They don't want it. They like the way they see the world and they don't care what's really there. You know, this isn't my opinion. Stuff we cover here is a fact. And the difference is now people know that's true. They know that really it's worse than I'm saying, that I don't have the words. I don't have the verbal, semantical thesaurus to paint you a picture of the abject horror that we're going into. And right behind a paper-thin wall are the nastiest, most despicable, most dehumanizing, most horrifying things you could ever imagine. I was told by a genetic engineer about a project they were on in England once, and I never told the story on air because it's so fantastical. Oh, God. They had in tanks people with gills, and they were little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo, and it wants out, and you feel for it. They got humanoids crossed with fish and stuff. I mean, we are screwed, people. I mean, do you understand that? And I know I keep obsessing because it's in the news what they're doing now. They don't show it to you. They just go, yeah, gestating on farms or embryos of humans growing in animals. No, it's beyond that. They take them out. They keep them alive. And notice they go, the only law is you don't put it in a real human woman. And don't worry, these creatures don't have any rights because they're not human and they're not animal. They're in that phantom zone. They're in that fifth dimension of the Twilight Zone. And they're just opening the gates of hell. And I just can't sit here and go along with all the pomps and the stupid Hollywood people and everyone preening and driving their $200,000 cars and getting off on being on TV. I don't even hardly watch when I'm on television. I hate it. I hate this whole culture. I hate the whole thing. It means nothing to me. It's all fake. It's all a facade. And behind it are mad scientists in the Hall of the Mountain King just doing God knows what, super weapons, antimatter bombs, black holes, huge cyclotrons, splicing every plant and animal on the known face of the earth. And it's the most satanic rituals you can imagine. Those are satanic rituals. Detonating hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 1960s in the upper atmosphere to see if they could detonate the Earth's atmosphere and blow holes in the Van Allen radiation belt is so satanic. Splicing little babies with fish is satanic. Putting prions and all this garbage in our food is satanic. You think real Satanists go and just sit there and have sex with some hot chick on a black altar? That's how they get the low-level people in. Real Satanism is about murdering this planet. And all you stinking Satanists are nothing but cowards that have tried to join this system. You have no idea what Lucifer's got in store with you. You scum. You're going to be torn limb from limb slowly. You're going to beg. Your deaths are going to be slow. Know that, scum. Gulping humanoids in their tanks, scrabbling at the side with human horror in their eyes. But don't worry, Time Magazine will write some jokes. Media Matters will have little trendies with different colored socks and little beards that talk in metrosexual voices going, look at Alex Jones laughing about humanoids. You know, they've all had stories. It's so funny, isn't it? It's going to be funny when you're dying at 40-something of a neurological disorder. It's going to be real funny when your friends and family are all dying around you, but you'll be so in entertainment. Oh, I brought flowers by. Yeah, she's dying at 30 of lung cancer. Oh, I'm doing a jog to find a cure. Yeah, you don't even care about people dying. The truth is you like it. You don't have any empathy. You don't care. You just want to go buy shampoo that has a little bunny symbol on it that says it wasn't tested on animals. Thank God the shampoo wasn't tested on animals. If you just look at all these separate pieces, you're not going to get the answer. But if you pull back and study the white papers written by the technocrats and the controllers, they're very, very clear about what they're doing. And it's a story. It's a blueprint. It's a plan that everybody needs to know, but this is what it comes down to. The globalists, as we've talked about, are eugenicists. They believe that they are taking control of human development and evolution, in their words. They're playing God. They're mad scientists. And they have an excuse that they kill us and dumb us down for our own good because we're a big, giant, dangerous, out of control infestation on the earth. Likened to high-tech army ants in the Brazilian rainforest that can clear dozens and dozens and dozens of acres a day, eating every piece of foliage down to the bone, before the New York Times writes an article saying that I don't know that plants don't have bones. It's a figurative statement. Down to the bark, and that they're doing all this in an emergency procedure to try to take control of humanity and direct its development to reduce us down to a manageable 200 million people. That's the official UN program. Some are saying, yeah, we know this. We've been to the UN's website. We've heard Ted Turner. We've heard Prince Philip. We've all gone to college. We've all heard this. We know this. Tell us something we don't know. I'm just restating to you what their goal is. I mean, that's pretty darn important to understand that they've got a cosmology where they can absolutely target every man, woman, and child on Earth and incrementally dumb us down and poison us and use cultural lessons on us to hamstring our species and to shut down our life force prime programming, and then turn us inwardly as a civilization against each other. And first they set up the first world against the third world. But internally they set up the family against each other and the cultures against each other. And at every level, it's about siphoning off productivity to get everyone in a position where they're completely unnatural, completely disconnected from reality, completely confused, and fighting with each other so that there's not enough resources to go around to create a negative economy that begins to implode like a black hole. Well, number one, then you study the globalists. They're some of the most wicked, hateful, evil people who actually enjoy what they're doing. And they're releasing the most dangerous technologies you could imagine that are killing the Earth itself while they claim they're preparing to call humans in the name of saving the Earth. But then when you study what they're actually doing, they block programs that would reduce population in areas that should be released and should be reduced because it's untenable. They will block clean industrial movements that would cause the 1.5 child model. And then you can say, well, that's just because they're not coordinating this properly. No, you read deeper into their actuaries, like the Royal Commission in 59 and others, and they admit that's their plan. And then you pull back from it and you realize, oh my God, it's a plan to kill humans and kill animals and kill the oceans and kill the atmosphere. And whoever these people are, whatever they're doing, wherever they came from, whatever it is, it's anti-life on this planet, and it's rewriting and taking everything over. So that's what it comes down to. And so I can't just sit here and cover the window dressing of things and make jokes about this commentator, jokes about that commentator, and just make fun of the social justice warriors who are just a few stages brainwashed and brain damaged down the room as we are. And I can't make fun of the people that are in fantasy land and only care about movies and comic books and video games, because those are a lot of intelligent people who subconsciously have just decided to punch out because they don't believe they can change anything and have just given up on life. And that's another fundamental truth, is that when you're given enough food, even if it's tainted, and enough water, even if it's tainted, and you're not physically under attack at a level that's completely clear to you, a lot of people will just basically go into a morass and put up with it and shut off and basically decide that they don't have any power and they can't have any effect. The reason we're dying is the entertainment, television, unnatural culture. And people say, well, why are you on television? Well, I mean, why were they jacking into the Matrix and sending Morpheus and Neo in if they were against the Matrix? That's a stupid question. Basically, everyone's having a debate now. They're going, okay, there is a planetary government. Okay, it's very totalitarian. It is eugenics-based. It's anti-human. It's very oppressive. It's very deceptive. It's very hypocritical. Okay, the whole move for world government was not to bring in world peace and to stop weapons proliferation. It was about bringing in a hegemonic banking cartel to consolidate financial power, bring everyone else to their knees, bankrupted, so they can dictate the terms. And the terms are a narcoleptic extermination, a phased out culling of humanity, a childhood's end, but not run by aliens. I mean, we're here, it's real, face it, or go watch NFL, party, drink, and just say you don't care. But I'm telling you it's going on. And why? Where are the survival instincts? Because people in a dream don't feel like they've got to fight back, because the mind at a subconscious level knows it's not real. This is real. The system wants you to be in a dream. It's all over the place. You can't deny it. In fact, it's worse than I can say, because I can't ever line it all up and explain it all. It's too big. One cannot see the Matrix in a trance. You can only see it by waking up out of it. One cannot be told about it. It's like being 12 years old and talking to your big brother, you know, who's 18 and got a super hot girlfriend, and she's like, what's it like when she's in the back seat of that car with you? And you know, you say, son, you just got to experience it for yourself. You got to experience those good things in life. A woman that loves you pressed up against you, kissing her, and all that passion, running your hands through her hair. You got to experience that. And until you've experienced it, people don't know what it's like. Well, you've got to experience monkey farms in Bastrop, run by UT, killing hundreds of apes and monkeys a week, testing different psychological warfare systems, and mainly just testing flicker rates with televisions, how to bring them in and out of trances, how to program them, how to show them television, and then to see what makes them more suggestible, and then they kill them. And then they take that primate study and they bring humans into the lab run by DARPA at the cute, politically correct UT. I mean, you know, they tell you what language to use because they're real liberal. They walk around and act real trendy, so they're non-threatening when they are priests of the end of humans, high priest of doom, high priest of a suicide cult. Dr. Pianca, you know, we had the FBI investigating, and we talked about it. The FBI didn't go there. He's on TV going, you know, the bioweapon will soon be out. 90% will die. I'm ready for me and my family to die. Soon it'll be airborne, like something out of, you know, 12 Monkeys. And you go to his UT website, and he's talking about how much he loves Lucifer in druidic robes, and you find out he's like the head of one of the departments. And then I started getting threats. I've told the story many times. I'll tell it again because I'm just getting back to the basics. I can't help it. This is what it's all about. All this other stuff's window dressing. And we have this threatening letter, you know, saying, how dare you talk about this great man? And we look at who her name is, and then later find out, you know, find articles she's written about him positively, and that she now works at a big bio research facility in California at the time. Advanced genetic engineering facility. And here she is. I'm trying to find a photo of herself with her crazed looking around this power trip. And she sent us this letter. And she said, of course, Bianca is, you know, quite kind. He's quite moderate. It's only saying 90%. Can you not deny humans are a parasite that must be dealt with and should probably be extincted? To think, Dr. Bianca, that he's so gracious. See, they put themselves in this position of everyone's going to die if we choose it. Of course, how he's quite liberal and quite kind, only want 90% to die. He's a great man. There are those of us who absolutely understand that more will be done. I mean, it's just like, what? And they're nobodies. They're these soft, power-tripping people who just get off on the idea of deciding who lives and who dies. And he got a standing ovation in March of 2006 at the Texas Academy of Sciences. I had reporters on that were there. There were photos, too. The standing ovations went on three times, one of them a minute long, with people crying as he projected a giant PowerPoint of skulls from Rwanda with a red, human skulls with a red filter on it. And he said, we must basically get rid of the human population. It's a disease. And it was a power-tripping goblin moment where they were hopping up and down and crying. I mean, you know, you need to understand who you're dealing with. You know, and you know, Obama had his tranny nanny over in Indonesia, and you know, was there in the mosque, you know, getting diddled and everything else. Whatever. The point is that you're obsessed with it, and you want to F us over because you were archetypally taught to hate John Deere hats and farmhouses and you know, jumbo jets and wealth and strength and honor. And you never really felt like you were accepted in the West, so you want to defecate all over it. You're just a hater. You and Hillary and all the other crones and hunchbacks and Madeleine Albright, who said 500,000 dead Iraqis is a good price to pay for security in the Middle East when you were destabilizing one of the only good countries in the region comparatively. You're just allied with evil. So I'm straight talking to you right now. Get off our ass. Stop trying to mount our head on the wall. You globalists conquered America. You run the whole show. Why do you want to feed it into a wood chipper? Because you still, the spirit of it threatens you because you're inherently evil. Even though you dominated it by sneakiness and took control of it, you want to sink it because then you might be somebody if it didn't exist in the world. You'll always be a loser. You'll always be a pseudo-intellectual. You'll always be an occultist deep at heart who wants to operate in the hidden instead of out in the open with the enlightenment. You're the opposite of illuminated. You hate it. And you hate us, and you hate our existence, but no matter what you do, the true spirit of liberty will always live on, and we will always be upright and strong and honorable. You will always be fallen, ugly, stupid, and degenerate and filthy. So go join all your radical Muslim cohorts and go straight to hell. But let me tell you what sells stuff is being genuine and being off the cuff and being real. Hillary does engage in neuro-linguistic programming. It's dumbed down, it's mindless, and it targets people that are already in a trance, basically. But it's the TV flicker rate, it's the fluoride in the water, it's the culture, it's the sedentary nature that prepares the ground for neuro-linguistic techniques to take hold. And if you want to dumb down neuro-linguistic programming, or the voice, as Frank Herbert would call it, you would play the clip, the famous clip from episode 4 Star Wars. How long you have these droids? I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons. These aren't the droids you're looking for. You can move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. You can move along. That's an exaggerated example of that. So when you listen to NPR, that is a project of the Rockefeller and Annenberg project of the Defense Department And the whole thing is about making you think you're intellectual, controlling the left, and putting them in a sedate, calm, tranced fashion. I have been told by NPR, when I've been on multiple national interviews, later they call back and go, oh, we're not airing your interview. They said your voice was too aggressive and too raspy and too upsetting. Too awakening. Too awakening. They'd use that word. They said, just too upsetting. And they'd ask me, can you just calm down and just slow down? Because with them, it was all about that project is about capturing people. Everything is calm. Everything is good. I don't know why Donald Trump acts like that. I don't know why he doesn't like women. All I do know is we're going to win. That's Hillary Clinton. And Obama is clearly trained in a cadence and trying to, it's fake. It isn't as powerful as taking the gloves off, real deal. Sometimes I'm gibbering 100 miles an hour, sometimes I'm talking slow. It's what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, and your subconscious mind is 1,000 times more sophisticated and is able to read what's genuine versus what's fake. But these people are sociopaths and psychopaths, and they're so ungenuine, so disingenuous, that you study sociopaths and psychopaths because they're not real. They're like, I've got a little puppy, kid, get in the car. They're all about smiley and dressing non-threatening. And, oh, hi, I brought you some presents. Oh, hi, we're friends. I've always learned now when a sociopath is around, they do all this, oh, we're friends. But you look, you can tell it's fake. And it's overdone. And they come and they bring you gifts and they do, you know, internet videos with, you know, with Muppets, how they're friendly and how they're nice and how they're here to help. Because they don't know how to be real, so they're trying to study how to be genuine. And then folks see something genuine and they say, well, that looks like neuro-linguistic programming to me, and that's just because you haven't been around anything genuine. Or you get around.
I don't care, nobody hates me. I'm on world.
So much of the publishers are so beaten down, they just want to get their own little clique with a few people under them so they can be the boss and so they can have the power. Because they don't have the power. Here's what I'm getting at. To the so-called elite. You're going to destroy everybody. You're going to destroy the planet. Where you're going won't work. You're not going to merge with machines and become gods. Get off your crazy power trips. You have really got to transcend this for yourself to transcend. You are not going to dumb everybody down and go to the next level. That is not how the universe works. Just at a mathematical level. Mathematical, cultural, algorithm, measurement. Quantified first and put into popular culture by Isaac Asimov in his Foundation series. You are not, which was obviously what they were shooting for and what they were planning for even 50 years before. They were just putting into a cosmology there to roll out to public where they have computers hooked into everything that can predict the future off mass movements. They now have that. And so all this other stuff is just a side issue once you fully grasp that. You cannot dumb the public down to make them manageable and directable with stimuli and say they have no soul and say they have no destiny and say they have no innate free will without it creating a group consciousness shift that will also destroy your consciousness. And that's very simple to understand. You create a interdimensional fourth and fifth dimension plane and program that with a smart grid, an extermination dumb grid, and you put that into place, you are going to create an evil paradigm. And that just means it's destructive, it doesn't grow, it's not healthy, it's not good. And it's like a black hole, it gets worse and worse as you feed more into it. It will demand everything. It will take everything down to absolute zero and will accelerate everything in a pyramidal structure into absolute tyranny. this is just so simple, and the establishment says they understand this, but they don't follow it. Because they want to have their next level of managers who mean well going along with this project going, it's sure ugly, it's sure dangerous, it sure looks bad. They go, it's for the greater good. We must come through this great time of testing first. Well, you're not the ones testing humanity playing God. You're delusional. You're not providing stimuli that makes us stronger. You're providing twisted stimuli that makes us adapt to being enslaved and destroyed. Look at the fruits of this tree. It's stinking, it's rotten, it's poisonous, it's ugly. It's bad, it's diseased. And you're planting more of these trees and taking resources to grow this culture of darkness. Because the truth is, only evil, twisted people who fall into complete, absolute evil would want to build something like this. And you've only lied to yourselves about what you're really building and who you are deep inside. And I'm speaking to the next echelon level right below the actual controllers. When you get to the controllers, they know full well what they're doing and are practitioners of dark arts so evil, I don't even want to imagine them. Because you don't take it personal anymore. You are now awake while the rest of the public sleeps. But you're not a psychological, spiritual, cultural vampire like the globalist. There are two types of people in general, those that are awake, those that aren't. But in the group that's awake, there is the separation of those that decide to use the ignorance of the general public against them and those that decide to try to empower the general public. And the general public's been given all these different programs, all these different learned responses, all these different hypnotic suggestions, you name it. It's all being used and tested as they develop better and better systems of control. You're looking at engineered victims, and they're certainly dangerous. They're certainly arrogant. They're certainly narcissistic. They're certainly sociopathic. They're certainly insecure. It's a mix of what they've done to the public. And it's very easy to hate them. It's very easy to want to hide from them. But we have to get in there and find as many of these people that still have some consciousness as we can to try to get in there and shake them out of their trance so they can start looking around them and get out of this matrix. It really comes down to that. So the worst thing you can do is sardonically start having the attitude of the establishment and just seeing the public as a bunch of dumb lemmings. And then getting off on that, having some sort of sick satisfaction. That's the worst thing you can do, because this isn't funny. And don't think all this cultural evil, all this cultural twistedness, isn't going to blow back on everybody. That's another big lie the establishment told themselves, that they somehow can transcend what they've helped do. I just mentioned one article and went off on a 30-minute jag about it. But it's a pretty big deal. They've always known that you need a very small amount of calcium fluoride in your diet or you'll die. And it's used in bone formation, a lot of other activities in the body. What they put in the water is not calcium fluoride. It's jacked up electrified acid that then is an adjuvant, so they don't have to put as many of the other drugs in the water supply that they add for social engineering. It's a booster, a money saver. Don't you understand? You want to make fun of the public? Folks, they're drugged. They were raised in front of televisions from birth. It's a wonder they can function at the level they can. And again, that's what this comes down to. It's the incredible, over-the-top, epic, legendary truth that we are living in the beginning of a directed scientific dictatorship that is meant to end humanity as we know it. And again, that's the emergency transmission I continue to send out, because outside of that, all of this is just window dressing. The cashless society cometh. European nations such as Sweden and Denmark are eradicating cash. The average person thinks that if they just accept something, that gives them power over it. Instead of understanding, they can then tax you, track you, control you, and then make you pay money to use the digital money. It will give them the greatest control over individual freedom and markets the world has ever seen. If you think they're rigging markets now, you ain't seen nothing yet. And they're not rigging markets to make the general public prosperous. They're rigging markets to consolidate control. But I hear the average yuppie go, I don't care. I just want to chip. It'll be so much easier. Oh, it'll be a lot easier. Yeah, they want to move us to a system where underground economies are impossible because they really care about us. We're not being domesticated because we're going to be like Shetland ponies on the back 100 acres that the little girls go out to and feed sugar. We're not being domesticated to even be eaten. Though in the process, our organs will be harvested when the elite want to. We're being domesticated because we're seen as a dangerous scourge that has to be defanged, declawed, and chained down before we are decapitated. And the chains are going on right now. Those who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. I forget who said that. And these so-called gods, these modern Neros, you really think the real creator of this planet is going to let you win? See, you're handicapped. You don't have the dimensional connections to the spirit world. And so you don't realize that what you're doing is demonic, and what you're doing is the pure nature of evil to end free will and to play God and to not let humans develop naturally. You'll argue there is no natural development. There is no unnatural mutation. I've heard it all from the IBM executives and the rest of them. Okay, I know what you're going to say before you think it. Talking to people out there that buy into all this crap. Because you went to some meeting at a university and got patted on the head because you think you're part of the crew now. You idiots. I'm talking to new listeners that serve the establishment. You think you're going to prey on your fellow humans and ascend to the next level? That's 101. As a rule in the universe, that you're going to be absolutely brought down for what you've done. You people are the opposite of the type of spirits because you're not even spirits. You're little greedy bastards. You're not even alive. You've lost your souls already. And you're so dead, you think you're going to merge with a machine and become alive? If you were alive, you'd know that that would be the end of your humanity. Not to use a machine to augment you or help you or help you survive, or no, a machine that makes you a god, a machine that takes over your free will, a machine. Give me a break. A machine made by men. And you think it's the god. And you'll want to believe it's artificially intelligent. You'll want to believe it has all the answers. When all the answers were laying in front of you. It's like when your kids will be looking for their hat or looking for their homework, and they're going, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And it's like right there on the table in front of them. Interesting article, though, because it admits you're not going to have your jobs, you have no future, and should you even be kept around as a workforce? No, they'll be a workforce. They're going to be the new political minders in the next to last phase to help bring down anybody that doesn't want to merge with this.
H.R. 2977 is a bill that was introduced into the 107th U.S. Congress in 2001, and chemtrails were referred to as an exotic weapon system, and supposedly chemtrail spraying over humans in the U.S. gained its legality from U.S. Code Title 50, Section 1520, which gives the Secretary of Defense authority to order testing involving the use of a chemical agent or biological agent on civilian population for research purposes.
That's right. Well, U.S. Code Title 50, Shepard, U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, quote, prohibits secret testing, including lethal, unless it's for research or law enforcement purposes.
Yeah.
So it's okay to kill us or test on us. It was for research or law enforcement purposes.
Yeah, that's right. And what people don't realize is when they block the UVB rays, this is a whole nother eugenics program. You block the body and the plant's ability to grow properly, and you block vitamin
D. And that's why Cass Sunstein at the White House wants a law banning saying sunlight is good. He wants a law where your kids aren't allowed to have it. It's child abuse. I wanted to open this up, but I got distracted doing the Facebook mentions and stuff. I was just saying, look, I don't claim to have any of the answers, okay? But I've studied what the New World Order, the technocrats have said. They're very arrogant. Criminals brag. They have a plan for you and your family. Please go look at what they said. It's horribly authoritarian. It's horribly centralized. It's horribly anti-human. And understand that if you're following the modern system of right-wing or left-wing establishment garbage, you are a chump. You are under the control of a system that is totally cold-blooded and centralized. And sure, it's easy to take over with centralization. I know why the elites do it. It works. But it ends up wrecking humanity. It's a fraud. So I don't have the damn answers, but I'm telling you something. The globalists have it out for you and have written 100-plus textbooks admitting it. So I don't claim to have a certified, you know, corner on reality. All I know is history is replete with examples of people blindly trusting those that claim they have some utopia to offer them if they just give up their free will and just talk like they say and do what they say and everybody dresses the same and talks the same. We're all going to enter heaven. We're all going to enter Valhalla. We're all going to enter Nirvana. Every time you enter a god-awful hell. But if you take time out to read the white papers, to read the books written by the social engineers, you'll understand this is a plan by design that they're very proud of. And they think you're too stupid to go find out this has been a laid in the foundations of the global government operation to turn you into someone who isn't even conscious, someone who isn't even alive, someone who isn't even sentient, and so someone who doesn't even have rights. And their big joke is you'd have to be convinced to accept it and that you will sign away and write away by thousands of decisions on paper, millions of little decisions, but thousands of big decisions that you will submit to them and opt into their operation and opt in to losing your humanity and what's left of it. And the social engineers believe that you have no right to consciousness because if you were ever conscious to begin with, you couldn't have been induced to waive your rights and become a mind-wiped slave to begin with. So we're cutting right to the chase here, the foundation of where all this comes from, what it's currently doing, and where it's going. I've got plenty of riveting, powerful news today. And we're going to get into it right now, but I just need to relay to everybody that this is not a simulation, this is not a drill, this is not a game, it's not a joke, it's really happening. And ask yourself, you feel safe with the government that told you Obamacare would be free when it didn't? You feel safe them telling you 2+2 equals whatever they say? You think we're going in a good direction when they tell you they never were going to put troops on the ground, never said they would, and it's a lie? They're gearing up with armored redoubts and all that and putting all sorts of garbage in the food and water. You go, oh, there's nothing in the food and water. Yes, there is, and you know it. They knew full well what aspartame and glyphosate and MSG and all the rest of the garbage does. They know what the mercury does in the vaccines. They know what the adjuvants do. They know. And it just continues on. And they don't take it out even when they get caught. Because they're committed. They're breaking us right now. And it's satanically inspired. I mean, I've really studied it. You know, we've got God inspiring us. They got the devil inspiring them. And all I can tell folks is get ready and hold on to your hat because all these elites are working to survive what they think is coming. They think they're doing an emergency surgery on the earth to save it. But in truth, you look at everything they're doing, they're killing it. Folks, just don't be bored out there, people. That's if you're tuning into mainstream media, you're bored because that's a false reality. You feel like it's not fulfilling because it's empty. If you're tuned into the real world, folks, you'll be on fire. It is incredible what's happening.
Oh, I walk around just
sick half the day, most of the days of the week. I mean, just angry at what I'm seeing.
Because you're awake, brother. God bless you. You know what's going on. Your spirit's alive. You're awake. You're tuned in. You're not dead. They live, we sleep. Well, what happens when we live spiritually? They need us dead spiritually, asleep, to rule us. And live in a country where they kill babies and sell their body parts, and where they do put chemicals in the water to brain damage you and your family and cause infertility. That's just the start. Do you understand? We live in a country with thousands of aircraft flying around spraying poison on us, and mothers that talk about it get arrested and have their kids taken in Colorado. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. They're coming for everybody. Do you understand that? Force you to submit to their evil, because they want your soul. They want your will. They want you to willingly turn yourself over to it. And that's how a coward dies. A thousand deaths is they convince themselves that the evil is good and lie to themselves and accept the evil as if it's not bad, because they're so scared of the truth deep down. They decide to have a great delusion. They decide to become mentally ill. And they decide to believe that the evil is good and that the good is evil. All the different things that are unfolding, all the things that are happening, and that the elite have made the decision that humanity's trash, and to use all this technological development to set up a highly synchronized, well-oiled, actuaried, blueprinted, over-the-horizon system to take control of planetary development. Carry out the next phase of their plan. And I don't know the next phase yet. I mean, they say they're going to kill 80% of the public. That's in the public documents. In the higher level, it's 90%. You get into higher level academics, they say, no, we're just going to kill everybody. We're a disease. It's a cult of hating humans. And only one superhuman will merge the machine, a la 2001 Space Odyssey. And then they admit that's just a hive mind of our collective consciousness to be uploaded to some larger being they believe they're building. Did somebody beam plans out of deep space into their heads, or where did this come from? It's directly out of childhood's end. Man, I'm telling you, folks, I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's bad. It is bad news. And I'm sitting here watching it, and it's all mechanized, it's all ordered, it's all been war-gamed, and it's all been blueprinted, and that's all public. And then I've got to sit there and watch weirdos on arrogant power trips on MSNBC lie about myself and others like they're winning, attacking me, because they get to be on TV and prance around and show off to poor people at TV stations and, you know, be cool and be to the DNC and RNC around a bunch of sellout Muppets. The thing is, they're selling out to lose. They're selling out to fall. When you sell out, you don't win. Don't you want to see humanity win? Don't you want to learn what they're doing, the mysteries? Don't you want to find out who's really running all this stuff? No. I don't want to do that. I see all these men trying to look like the guy from The Hangover. You know, he's got the beard or whatever. And they're all trying to be ironic and smart and intellectual. And I don't feel tough that I can take on like 15 of them, folks. I can go randomly pick out like 15 trendies, big 200 pound ones, whatever. And then I can just dominate all of them. I mean, I'm not even into, as a man, I'm scared. It's like, I'm like Tyrannosaurus Rex compared to a gibbering idiot to these people. And that's just physical prowess and will. Years ago, I was just the average model. Think about that. And so other people look at what they've turned the public into and feel powerful? That'd be like if you chopped a baby's arms and legs off and, you know, then put it in a gladiatorial ring against some 6'7" guy, you know, top combat champion. He flies through the air and throws a spear into the baby, and everybody throws rose petals at him. How is that some big, cool, honorable thing you did? It's everything coming out is confirming my worst analysis. I just can't even believe it anymore. Let me just show you what I was reading during the break. The world may have too much food. Of course, I was told there wasn't enough food, so we need to kill people. Now there's too much. We need to have artificial scarcity so people aren't fat. No, people need to learn discipline and not sit in front of the television all day. Oh, but you put a carrier wave in there that basically makes them do it, just like you add additives to the fast food that make you get hungry again. That's all public. The very people doing this to us, greasing the skids for our own weaknesses, exacerbating the crises, not letting them go to waste. Children now spend less time outside than the average prisoner. It's rare to find children rolling down hills, climbing trees, and spinning in circles just for fun. Folks, I've had people try to take one of my children from me. I didn't get into this on air because in a jiu-jitsu class, he broke his toe. You don't just think I'm just up here on air doing the show and not experiencing what all of you are experiencing, right? And seeing it done to everybody else, too. They're killing everybody. They're making us all the bubble boy. So we have no hope of resisting what they're doing in the next phase. And now you're a prisoner for life. You will do whatever they say. You will read their books, watch their TV shows, follow their directives. You are now a total mind slave. And you drank fluoride your whole life. You had formula designed to massively reduce the CC size of your brain from 20 to 45% on average. It's in that spectrum, depending on the formula. You are a victim of a technotronic, psycho, global program that's declassified. You were hit and hit hard. And they just hope that you don't care and join them like a zombie. But many of you would have been geniuses. Now you still have average intelligence, and that's who I'm targeting, myself included. My dad was like one of the top people in the state in mathematics, engineering. He was in UT when he was a junior in high school, salutatorian high school, would have been valedictorian, but he was too busy already, you know, working in cancer research facilities in Houston when he was 16. Everybody else before me on the other side of the family was smarter than I am cognitively, literary, language, you name it. But I've still got all my primitive instincts that are good. But I'm brain damaged. I'm probably 20, 30 points lower than I should be. I should be about 150 IQ. Those of us that still can operate, we have to realize we've been hit with chemical and biological and cultural attack. We got to shake it off, realize it's basically an alien attack by a psycho breakaway group of controllers. And then if we know we're under attack, humans can then work around it and actually boost your cognitive ability once you know you're under attack instinctively.
I go with my instincts. I go with my guts. As I get older, used to, I didn't follow it. Every time I didn't follow my gut, I got screwed over and was wrong. Turns out my gut is my big subconscious brain and all the research of my life and all that data and all those instincts and all those ancestors and everything at a first approximation, because I'm dialed in and tuned in, saying that's what's going on. And then if I go with that first approximation and research it more, I find out it's much deeper and much more accurate than I even thought. And that's where the next level of research comes in. But they try to counterfeit that. They try to put out fake gestalts of false reality, hoping folks go with their false instinct to fool the instinct and go with that lie. But the way you topple the whole system is, once you get somebody to learn fake approximations and first analysis and thin slicing from real ones, then that's how you can have a paradigm shift so quick with even the dumbed down public. Because even their dumbed down from birth doesn't mean their subconscious isn't incredibly powerful and their survival instinct still operating right there in the background, ready to be activated at any moment.
And the truth is exciting. It's wild. It's interesting. Let me tell you, you're going to wake up if you tune into the reality and look into this for yourself in a science fiction horror film. But it's animating, it's fun, it's exciting to be involved, to know what's going on, and to flip the switches in your body to resist it that are designed to make you survive and thrive. It is this animating pressure that is going to empower us, and the enemy would say, that's why we're doing it, to make people that are going to be empowered become empowered, but those that fall to it, they deserve to die and be destroyed by eugenics. That's a very immoral, evil program, and I'll go one further. You're not just doing that. That's your public outside porch, outside the true inner party, program to tell people you're doing eugenics to empower the species. That's pop psychology. That's pop eugenics. Real eugenics is about targeting super genes, elite genes, innovative genes, trailblazing genes, loving genes that the sociopath control freaks, psychopathic inbred OCD, mental patient control guilds are threatened by. The satanic bloodlines, it's not that it's Jewish or it's black or it's white or it's Asian. It's in every group, Asian, black, whatever. It's about the same number of psychopaths and sociopaths and other people that are predisposed. Nature loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. Epigenetics, all the rest of it. And you've got a certain number of people that are psychopaths, another number that are sociopaths, and then they're artificially engaging in cultural brainwashing to produce artificial sociopaths as their armies. But soon that won't matter because the machines are coming in who will follow orders and are autonomous under globalist control.
We have a very, very powerful broadcast for you this morning. Dr. Anna Mahajer is going to be joining us in just one moment with some new bombshell findings from one of her colleagues overseas in Romania about what's really in the shots, progress on the brain machine computer interface or brain computer interface, brain control interface, transhumanism, cyborgs, and so much more. And let me tell you, Dr. Mahajer really is one of the leaders in the world, and as far as I'm concerned, in this research, proving, I mean, the amount of work that this woman does on her Substack, constantly going back to the globalist documents, videos, research papers, peer-reviewed studies, whatever it may be, she is presenting, in my opinion, the largest body of evidence to show that transhumanism and changing human beings, merging them with, machine synthetic biology, in my opinion, really the largest body of work on Substack that is available to date. So, Dr. Mahajer, I believe we've got her now.
Yes, absolutely. Hi there. Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
It's wonderful to see you. Well, I'm just so grateful for everything that you're doing, and I'm a subscriber to your Substack. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe, and I'm sure the team will bring that up on the screen at some point. But really, I think this first thing that we need to talk about, Dr. Anna, and we'll get started before the break, is this huge new analysis of the C-19 bioweapons, if the team can bring that up on the screen and you could talk us through what we've actually found here.
Yes, absolutely. So I've been collaborating with my research colleague, Dr. Janina Hagima, and she's a gynecologist in Romania who has also done microscopy on vaccine vials and now has presented electron microscopy as well as further studies that really look at the contents. And so she looked at Comirnaty as well as Moderna bioweapons and found no nitrogen and no phosphorus, which is the same result that Dr. Daniel Nagaz presented, that Steve Kirsch also had, as well as the European Medicine Agency and Dr. Camprera associated also with Lachida Columna. So what this means is that all molecules of life, like RNA and DNA, contain nitrogen and phosphorus. If you cannot find this within the vials, it means there is no mRNA in there, which, of course, is a bombshell revelation, again, and another confirmation of, you know, what is really in these vials. So what we found is similar to what many other teams in the world found, which were metals. And for example, in the Pfizer vials, there was titanium, yttrium, which is a very rare metal, both of which are used for biosensor nanotechnology applications, as well as to make photoluminescent microelectronics. And so similarly, in the Moderna shot, we had aluminum, we had large amounts of silicone. Both Pfizer and Moderna contained large amounts of silicone. And the way this kind of ties into my previous research is that I had shown previous research that was done on Morgellons, as well as brine microchips that were taken out of people in 2006, and Dr. Hildegard Steininger was a toxicologist who did analysis on those, and they were made from polyamide proteins from silicone, as well as there were also metals that that were contained. So it is the exact same chemical compositions that we've seen previously as well. So this is definitely another level of recognition here. And the other thing that we did was we also looked at dental anesthetics. She did electron microscopy because many teams have found...
Hang on, Dr. Mahatra, we've got to go to break in a second. We really do want to go through this particular article, and I'll get the team on the other side of the break to bring up some of the images from that Substack that you've written to show what you're actually talking about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Dr. Mahatra right after this short break. And we are back with Dr. Anna Mahatra. Right before the break, she was about to talk about the dental anesthetics, but I'd really love it if the team could bring up this latest Substack. On the third image on there shows the Moderna COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine, and you can actually see some measurements showing up to 43.2 undisclosed silicon, which of course is part of self-assembling nanotechnology biosensor manufacturing. That's what Dr. Anna's talking about. Team, if you can just go a little bit further, the next image down actually shows that silicon signature. So this is really, really important research. Everyone needs to get onto this and share it everywhere, particularly Dr. Anna, because what we need... and I had a recent conversation where someone said what we need is the doctors to start understanding the technology and understand that traditional medicine really isn't it's not what we're doing anymore. We need to have that understanding of technology merged with medicine. But please do continue what you were about to say about the dental shots right before the break.
Yes, and just to go back real quick to Pfizer and Moderna, so carbon and oxygen was obviously also found, and you cannot rule out graphene oxide from this. There can be other carbon-based polymers in there as well, so this was also found. So in regards to the dental anesthetics, the reason why this is important
is
because...
Hang on, sorry, Dr. Anna, if I can interrupt you again, I'm so sorry, but you also found tin, which coincides with what Mike Adams found when he looked at the fibrous, not clots, structures that Richard Hirschman, the embalmer, sent over to Mike. So when he looked at those clots that people are forming, which they're not clots, they're structures, and you've done an analysis of that as well, tin was it was full of highly conductive metals. So that coincides with your findings also.
Absolutely. And many different teams have found similar findings. So if you look at the German work group, I mean, they found, cesium, they found barium, aluminum. So there were many different metals. And if you look at also Antonietta Gatti's work, she's a famous nanopathologist who's looked at 44 childhood vaccines. So this is consistent with every vaccine contains all kinds of metals. And if you look at what the potential is of these metals is that they can be used in biosensing and nanotechnological applications. This is obviously of interest to us because this is what we were seeing, number one, developed from the vials, as well as then what we saw in the blood in terms of self-assembling nanotechnology. So absolutely, this is important. And this, for example, yttrium is such a rare metal. And clearly, it's used in particular photoluminescent microelectric devices. And this is what I've been seeing in the blood. Initially, we were seeing it in vaccinated, now in unvaccinated, in everyone. These biosensors that emit light in different colors, and I've photographed this, I've shown this, it's quantum dot-like technology, and it really shows that all of humanity is under threat and has been now infested with this. And the other absolutely brand new study that came out that I just posted yesterday was that there was a team from Japan who looked at people who had cardiac surgery, and they found 9 different microplastics in the cardiac muscle, in the pericardium, as well as in the blood. So this is hydrogel, the same stuff that we found in near infrared in vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. Polyamide, polyethylene. So again, there's a correlation here that is Absolutely. And we know that hydrogels are the interface between machines and brain computer. This is what MIT really discussed. So this is catastrophic because they've shown that these plastics or polymers, they bioaccumulate in the organ system and they stay there. So unless you detoxify and melt down plastic in people's body, we're going to have mass casualties. And so to go back to the dental anesthetics here, the dental anesthetics also were developing microchips, and we also found metals in them as well as silicone, and they actually had nitrogen and phosphorus in there, which are elements of life, which could be related to proteins, DNA, or RNA, and one wonders why the heck is that in dental anesthetics. And lastly, the Pneumovax vaccine also had similar metals in there. So this is consistent now across the board. Many different teams have found different similar findings, but it's of concern because if everybody's speaking about a spike protein that requires reverse transcription, but you don't have mRNA in many of the vials, then what are we really talking about? And what I've been advocating for and seeing under the microscope, and that this is consistent with the transhumanist agenda, is that they want to change all of humanity into cyborgs, and that's exactly what we're seeing. It's the fusion of technology with biology, and it's also very toxic to the body.
Well, I want to ask about Pneumovax. So in Australia, this injection is registered for use in children aged greater than 2 years old and in adults. Dr. Anna, is this, because we're now hearing about, you know, a swine flu outbreak in the UK just this morning. I posted on that first human case of swine flu. You've also got the WHO demanding data from China about this this new respiratory illness that's affecting children. And, you know, of course, we had the last tabletop exercise that said that the next pandemic is going to disproportionately affect children. We now know that the technology that's in these shots can be programmed remotely, if you will, or even in real time. You and I have discussed this with Karen Kingston, in fact, in our last joint interview together, where AI could even be at the helm. We're talking about a really dystopian nightmare, to put it lightly. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, more childhood vaccines, they're not vaccines, injections, could have this technology, be programming children to get sick and be causing the next pandemic, if you will.
I've proven that because I have published on my Substack, I've looked under the microscope at many childhood vaccines, including HPV, meningococcus, the Tdap. I've looked at hepatitis A. I have published all of these findings, and all of them have self-assembling nanotechnology in them. So the Pneumovax is one of them as well. They pretty much all of the shots look the same. They have the same stuff in there. They develop the same filaments that you see behind me. None of this bluish, hydrogel ribbon should be in anybody's blood. And I am extremely concerned because obviously, you know, if they're injecting this into children and it's absolutely everywhere, it's in our food supplies and medication, it's in other injectables, and there's more and more bioaccumulation of these metals and these hydrogels, then basically you're going to cause problems. And what the outcome is are these rubbery clots that I've also shown to happen now in unvaccinated blood, where you draw 30 mils of blood that's unvaccinated, let it sit for 4 hours, and all of a sudden you have a hydrogel rubber-like layer. So these are the outcomes that we're seeing. Now we have the cardiac study that shows that the organs are literally turning into rubber and have microplastics in them. How much can humanity handle of this? This is an absolute catastrophic event that everyone needs to take note of. And everyone who really is believing in the Hippocratic Oath needs to start looking at these other technologies, because it's all over science, that they have planned this and done this for many, many years. And doctors cannot say, oh, I don't know about nanotechnology, so I'm going to ignore this.
Yeah, I have to absolutely agree with you. On this particular Substack, humans turning into cyborgs, the detection of various microplastics, you've referenced the article which was published in the American Chemical Journal, and you say this confirms your live blood analysis. Could they just explain this away as, you know, because we have too many microplastics in our packaging and our water and so on and so forth?
So they were trying to do this, and if you look at the microplastic literature, which is clearly shown, okay, it is now in absolutely everybody. They're calling it microplastics, but I believe it's a misnomer because these hydrodesyl filaments and polymers that I've been seeing is the exact same thing that they call microplastics that they have been spraying via geoengineering. We have chemically analyzed it. The chemical match is 1-to-1. It's, you know, polystyrene, polyethylene. All of these chemicals, the polyamide proteins, have shown up.
Hang on, Dr. Anna, we've got to go to break. I really want to hear more about this. Don't go anywhere. Guys, share this stream with everyone. This is Bombshell Info. Welcome back. We're here with Dr. Anna Mihaicha. You can find her work on Anna Mihaicha. That's M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A. mdphd.substack.com. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe to her Substack. She is dropping incredibly important research on a regular basis that everyone needs to be aware of. Dr. Anna, right before the break, you were talking about, I posed the question whether this particular study on microplastics being found in the bodies of cardiac patients, essentially, undergoing surgery, you know, whether that's actually due to toxins in the environment or microplastics in the environment, and your hypothesis is that that is just the cover-up for what is essentially a very long plan to change human beings into cyborgs and merge us with machine, the synthetic biology plan. So you were saying that the signatures that you've looked at are 1-to-1 with what you've seen in the shots. Please talk to us a little bit more about that.
So they're 1-to-1 also in regards to the Morgellons fibers that have been shown that have been sprayed for 4 decades. And this was an analysis that was done by toxicology, Dr. Hilde Staniger, for example. And these filaments had exactly polyethylene and silicone in there. And this was biosensing nanotechnology even then. And so now in these shots, we have the lipid nanoparticle technology. So in Pfizer, it is polyethylene glycol. In Moderna, it is SM-102. And these are hydrogels. And they can basically self-assemble to become these polymer plastics. And they can also interact with other plastics within the body and create these rubbery clots. And they are also part of this, again, transhumanist agenda and this brain-computer interface. And we've heard a lot about the interbody network, area network, but really people have been controlled now via frequencies, for example, HARP, Higher Oral Active Research Project. This is also was initially funded by DARPA. And even, you know, wireless mind control through magnetic nanoparticles, those things have been going on for a long time. There's actually documentation in 2002 that DARPA was studying this and was already able to wirelessly, you know, record people's thoughts. And this technology is way more advanced now, and they can certainly use these nanoparticles to do it without even injecting anything into people's brain. Because we're inhaling it, we have it in the food supply, we have it in the shots, and I believe that this is more and more part of this absolute control grid to create, as Yuval Harari, the spokesperson of the WF, says, you know, automatons without souls and spirit. And this is very concerning, and I have been sounding the alarm, and you see there's more and more evidence showing that, you know, we've been right all along.
Absolutely. Tim, if you can bring up the third article, Brain-Computer Interface, the Quantum Computing of Consciousness and the Humanoid Avatar. So you've showed a couple of pictures there from that article, but we have quite a few, you know, images I'd like to discuss. I actually watched that entire presentation from Professor Kisroev of the University of Miami, Dr. Anna. That was 2 years ago now. So the advancements that they've made now compared to then are huge. But there are a few things that I want to note on this. So he talks about the wireless brain machine interface and how DARPA was starting on super soldiers. And of course, you know, this is how they, I watched a presentation recently where they were talking about how basically they have to condition the soldiers first, and then the public will accept through the soldiers' acceptance these augmented humans. And what are we going to do with these soldiers, for example, when they go back to society and we de-augment them? But essentially conditioning the population through super soldiers to accept augmentation. And so he then goes on to talk about advanced intelligent materials. And we've got that advanced intelligent materials picture. Guys, if you can bring it up so that Dr. Anna and I can talk about this. They talk about each nanoparticle acts as a nanoscale site that converts a magnetic field into an electric field and vice versa. So what this doctor from this Uni of Miami spoke about, and maybe you can chime in here, Dr. Anna, but he was talking about how they've figured out essentially how to hack humans, because different things in the body and different, you know, areas of the body have different frequencies, different parts of biology have different frequencies, and they've essentially figured out how to hack those.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you know, different scientists have different mathematical models on how to do this. But in regards to these particles, you know, every particle has a spin state. And if you modify that, you modify the electrical and the magnetic field. Now, our neurons are based on electricity. This is how that the information actually is being transmitted. And so if you can change an electrical current or pulse it in a different way, then basically you have now at a single neuron level taken control to rewrite neurological function. So that means they can write thoughts into you. And what my point was about this article was, if you look at different research groups and different mathematics, so there was, for example, a quantum physics explanation of that our brain really acts as a supercomputer, and that the microtubules they're utilizing the microtubules for this quantum processing. And you and I have discussed this idea about the nanobrain that has been developed, which is an artificial brain made from what's called a time crystals. So they are using hydrogel and carbon nanotube, which is graphene oxide. And they're just using a different mathematical model, and based on that, have been able to create a humanoid avatar that actually, according to them, has conscience and the mathematics of free will. So now you have a completely different state here. So what my point was about this article is that this brain research has been going on for a long time. All resonant frequencies in the brain have been decoded. They are able to read people's thoughts. And it's actually what you were saying earlier. It's not the military super soldier program that really is supposed to get the public used to this augmentation. It is the healthcare system, because everything that we do, for example, through pacemakers, through artificial prostheses, is supposed to say, look, we're doing this for the good of people. So, of course, we're going to take it a step further, and then maybe, you know, we're going to use this technology to cure Alzheimer's. But on the other hand, people can also nefariously use it and control the entire population. As we've shown, Clover Carnicum and I, we did research on the vaccinated blood and shown that it's extremely sensitive to frequencies of 4 hertz. We've discussed that. So this is the ambient harp field around the earth. So there's many different ways to control people. What is important for people to understand is that it's going on now. It is not science fiction of the future. It has already been implemented. It's been injected into people. We found technology. We've been speaking about this now for 2.5 years or so. And basically, there's more and more information that continues to confirm what we've been saying. And if you have interviewed Celeste Solomon, who discussed that by 2025, there's supposed to be no natural humans alive, according to the military workshop.
We've got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. This is huge information. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here with Dr. Anna Mahajer. And I just want to say, Dr. Anna, what we're discussing here is actually, I think, some of the most important information in the world right now, if not the most important. Let me explain why. Everything that they want to get away with, the WHO, the UN, the ones pushing Marxism, the ones pushing a complete takeover, depends on their ability to control people. And we talk about people not complying and saying no and being strong and resilient to their plans. But what this technology is able to completely destroy any resistance. And so if the wider community in the world doesn't understand that this is real and happening now, then we can't defeat their plans. This is so crucial that people understand that mind control and controlling humans is actually happening now. And I really want the team, if you can, just play the B-roll of the rat leg moving. And before you do, I'm warning viewers, it is quite distressing footage, but you need to see it. This is 2 years ago, what they were doing, able to make a rat move against its will in their experiments. Okay, this is the Miami College of Engineering presentation. So this is not Neuralink, where you go and get a chip in your brain, willingly. This is wirelessly making a living thing move against its will. So if they 2 years ago were showing us this, which means that the technology was already 30 years ahead 2 years ago when they were showing this to the world, how far do you think that they've come now with their ability to make humans do things against their will, like the Rand Corporation brags about on their website, saying that they will be able to coerce people and manipulate them to do things that they would not normally do? Dr. Anna, your input, please.
Absolutely. And if you look at psychotronic weapons and really even what the military has discussed, that this is more powerful than any nuclear bomb, because when you can control people's mind, you can control the world. And what is very important, though, if you look at the statements of Dr. Robert Duncan, who actually wrote the AI software for some of the largest supercomputer that are monitoring people's brainwaves, and he was with the CIA, and he clearly said that via satellite, every human being's brain waves are being recorded and monitored, and if you're using more than 10% of your brain, you're actually going to be targeted. So even though this sounds like science fiction, overall science is so far advanced. And I want to get back to medicine, how medicine has been weaponized. So what I've been, as well as some of my colleagues have been doing, is looking at medications under the microscope, and we find biosensors and microrobots. For example, budesonide, which was an inhaled steroid that has been used for a long time now for COVID, actually has these microsensors and robots in there, and I filmed that. Dental anesthetics, I've shown how it kills red blood cells in 20 minutes. And I want to leave people with some hope, because I've also done a lot of studies on what can actually help. And this is very different than what the regular freedom movement is saying. So first of all, clearly I do recommend the EDTA, which pulls out the metals. Vitamin C is very helpful. In new studies, I've shown that methylene blue prevents the rubbery clot formation, as well as binds these micro robots and hydrogel-like plastics to it. So it's been
What's
used,
methylene
for example,
blue for people that aren't aware, Dr. Anna? For people that don't know what that is, what is it?
Methylene blue, it's an ultraviolet blue dye that's actually used in anti-aging. It increases oxygen delivery to the tissues, the precursor to hydroxychloroquine. It helps your brain function. It can be gotten over the counter even. And so what's very interesting about it is that there have been studies that show that if you want to clean out methylene blue from wastewater, you can do it with hydrogel because the two bind so nicely together. So I'm doing it the opposite way. I am pulling out the hydrogels with methylene blue, and that seems to be very useful. And the newest thing that I haven't even posted yet, I was just writing my Substack about it, is the rediscovery of Dr. Hildegard Steiniger's work, who showed that essential oils actually dissolves polymer plastics like styrofoam. For example, essential oils like thieves or grapefruit, lemon, and cinnamon oils, as well as oregano and peppermint, have been shown within 11 minutes to literally melt a styrofoam cup. Well, what did they found in that cardiac study? They found styrofoam-like plastic. A novel way that people can help themselves with these, for example, essential oils.
Sorry, we lost you there for a moment, Dr. Mahajid. Please go on.
Yes, so I was just talking about these essential oils that could potentially help us further. I will post a Substack about this within the next day here because it's fantastic information. So nature is giving us many different modalities to help ourselves as well as our own spiritual resilience and our desire to be in joy, in love, to speak truth. And that frequency is beyond what is really what mind control can hack. This is what Robert Duncan spoke about, that basically a mind that is enlightened or that it has a high vibratory frequency, they cannot pull down. This is why they want to induce fear and depression and anxiety and apathy in us. So we also have many different defense mechanisms through our willful positivity and outlook.
It's interesting that you talk about that as well, because they know this. So I'm about to do, hopefully in the next week or so, an analysis on some US DOD documents that aren't new but have recently come into circulation again on super soldiers and cyborgs. And basically they say there that the people that are most resistant to human augmentation are people that have religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. And so really they know this. And one of the reasons that they want to attack those beliefs right now in society so that they can break down that resistance to augmenting to the human, to changing us into cyborgs. And so we've got a little bit of time here. I do want to go through some more things that they were talking about, Dr. Anna, and then really wrap up again with your solutions so far and direct people back to your Substack. But This N3 DARPA research, multi-channel deep brain, high spatial resolution. Guys, if you can bring up that picture again. So this is something that they were talking about in this presentation, the University of Miami. And they were talking about building self-assembling pyramids, which I know look very similar to what you've seen under the microscope, Dr. Anna. And they were saying that they can treat autism, major depression, brain tumors, Parkinson's, and repair neural structures. So all of this is done wirelessly. And what you were talking about is essentially changing the way that the human brain works, of course, initially introduced to us as something that can treat and reverse Parkinson's. I mean, this is amazing. You know, you even brought up the pacemakers and different ways that they have desensitized us to augmenting the body. And mind you, this stuff has saved lives. I understand a pacemaker has saved lives, but they consider it as the step to, and this is in all of their documents. When you look at biodigital convergence, the wireless body area network, they all talk about, you know, from pacemakers to prosthetic limbs to, now you have wireless sensors in your body, and they don't tell you how they got there. They all show diagrams of these wireless sensors and the different points where they're in your body, and they don't tell you how they got there. And what your research has been showing is how they got there and the fact that they've already gotten there. And I really do encourage people. I just did an interview with Hope and Tavon, researchers from Morocco. It's up on Z Media, Z Media's channel on Band. It's also up on zmedia.com on the interviews page. Please go and watch that, because all of these terms about the wireless body area network are defined there. We'll be back after this short break with a wrap up with Dr. Mahajid on this topic. A couple more things we want to bring up. All right, we're here with the last 10 minutes with Dr. Anna Mahajid. So grateful for her time today and all of her work. Her Substack is Anna Mihaicha, MDPhD.substack.com, and Mihaicha is spelled Mihalcea. Dr. Mihaicha, but just really back on this brain-computer interface topic, they talk about, they basically wrap up, this professor wraps up the presentation saying, we can connect the brain to artificial intelligence in sort of an unprecedented way. And he laughs nervously as he says, we can build immortality. And so the reason I took note of that is because that is essentially these people, whether they really believe it or not, I mean, I don't think that a lot of these transhumanists actually believe they can build immortality, because it's not possible. They're just selling that idea. But a lot of people have bought into that idea. That somehow if you connect your brain to AI, you are going to be immortal because you can upload your consciousness and all of this sort of stuff. My question to you is, as they continue to bring in, you know, smart technology, and really, you know, desensitize the population to the smart grid, to 15-minute cities, to connecting themselves to the internet of everything, and already we see an unprecedented use of things like ChatGPT. Do you think that they're simultaneously controlling people's brains with the fact that they can do this and making them, you know, more open to this? Is it too late for a lot of people?
So we already know that optogenetics has been used to control brain function for a long time. And so anytime that you hold your cell phone, there's actually multiple cameras that are facing you, several of which are LiDAR technology. And if there is a photon that's coming through your retina, it can induce up to 100,000 chemical reactions. So absolutely, the pulsed electromagnetic fields and frequency signals can mind control people. And that has been known for a long time. This is how, for example, in marketing research, you know, certain subliminal messages that have been used for 20, 30 years, this is literally an old hat. And so if we really ask ourselves, how controlled has all of humanity really been, and how miraculous has it been that at least some of us have woken up and are looking, you know, behind this cloud of the matrix. If we realize what we've been up against, it is phenomenal, miraculous. I was also reading in this book, Mind Wars, which is a military war a book on everything that has been developed in regards to mind control. And it had a chapter on beta blockers, for example. Beta blockers is a heart medication that slows down your heart rate. But it turns out that they've done studies that, for example, the people who are on beta blockers, if they look at horrible things, they no longer have an emotional reaction. So it's been known that certain drugs, again, chemicals, you know, even marijuana that people really enjoy, it makes people apathic. And that's really this apathy, the lack of having any drive of doing anything, of seeing, you know, horrendous things, but not having an emotional response that would actually give you the drive to do something about. I believe that there's a lot of this going on. Even in chemistry and bad food supply, if people are nutritionally deficient, you know, they can't fight. If they are chronically fatigued, like we've seen with COVID-19, you know, the whole long COVID stuff, which in my research has been the blood contamination with this nanotechnology, it hijacks the electricity in your life force, and you're not going to feel like doing anything. So I believe that this cognitive subliminal warfare is going on. It's very, very apparent, because you see intelligent people who cannot process cognitive information. I think that this is what we're seeing, mind warfare.
I have to agree with you. So an interesting question. Have you had anyone that's sort of long-term, you know, been affected, not awake, recently woken up, come and see you? Have you seen any cases like that?
I've seen people that certainly, you know, over time have awakened because they weren't feeling well or they're looking for answers or, you know, but I talk to a lot of people and they have family members who still think that they're conspiracy theorists if they're saying anything against, for example, the bioweapon, which is unbelievable by the time that we know that so many millions of people have already died from it. So I think that in some areas there seems to be an awakening, and others there isn't. It's too slow for what I see in terms of the blood contamination. I'm very concerned about that.
I agree with you. My question was more relating to whether any of your patients are people that have recently woken up, whether you're seeing any of that at all, because, you know, I, for example, conducted surveys in my Telegram channel, which is Z Media, by the way, for anyone who isn't in there, Z-triple-E Media, one word. I conducted surveys in there, you know, how long have you been awake? Over 50% of people were, sort of awake since or before 9/11. So half of the people that are in our audience have really known about this plan for a long time. The rest of the people, really woke up during COVID. And so I'm concerned that, you know, when we say people are waking up, is there even a restriction on how much they're waking up? Maybe they're waking up to the fact that something is wrong, but they'll only get to a certain point. You know, I've been involved in some X spaces recently where people are just, when I drop some of this info on them, and I know it's really hardcore, but the info warriors can handle it. When I drop some of this information on them, they I can hear them glazing over. And so I'm asking, do you think that there may be some sort of technologically, some sort of a barrier from people waking up to this?
Absolutely. I believe that is so, because all of this technology that I'm finding, if you think about it, I am looking at one drop of blood and sometimes it is loaded with micro robots. It is loaded with these hydrogels. There has to be an effect. And if you look at all of the engineering literature, the interbody network literature, all of that, it clearly shows. It's like, look, it is possible. Then, you know, can it explain some of what we're seeing? I believe yes. And the more research I do, the more it is in line with it, with that assumption.
I mentioned the interview I just conducted with researchers Hope and Tavon just before. The reason I want everyone to see that is because it's very important information, but they explain how the system upgrade for the transhumanist Internet of Everything was achieved during the COVID era and how they could not achieve the Internet of Everything that they desire without that system upgrade to achieve their transhumanist dreams. And they actually did achieve it during COVID. So again, please go to the Z Media channel on Band.Video video or go to the interviews page on zmedia.com 3Es and watch that interview. It's the latest one we've posted with Hope and Tavon on the Wireless Body Area Network, IEEE, and all of this stuff that people really desperately need to wake up to very quickly. Dr. Anna, your final words for the audience, please.
There's definitely hope. So, you know, please check into the Substack as well. There's treatments. You know, I clean up people's blood and it is possible to do it. I highly encourage my medical colleagues, you know, to take a look at the evidence and really open their minds and start learning about this, because the whole world will need decontamination and treatment because, we're in really dire straits, but there is hope. And the more we know, the more we can do about things.
Well, that's the point. If we don't face this, we can't do anything about it. And so we desperately need more people in the scientific community to join in on your efforts. Again, before we let you go, Anna Mahicha, phd.substack.com. Go subscribe today. Share this broadcast and share her work everywhere. Thank you, Dr. Anna, for your time today. And for everyone watching, I just really want to close on the fact that if we don't face this, like I just said with Dr. Mahicha, if we don't face this information, if we don't confront it head on, I just said this in an X space yesterday, if we don't confront it head on and face the reality of what is actually happening to humanity, we can never stop it. We can pretend that, you know, sharing viral clips is the answer. And yes, that is part of it. That is how we reach people. But until we look at the entirety of what they want to achieve through their transhumanist nightmare and the organizations that are pushing this, that we need to remove from power, the UN, the WHO, WEF, and their controllers. If we don't address this, then what hope do we really have? And so I am so grateful for this broadcast. Thank you to everyone who is watching, sharing, joining in this fight for humanity to preserve natural humanity and natural human life, God-given life. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you. And I'll see you next week, hopefully, right here on The Alex Jones Show.